Welcome to Bengals Pep Rally. Of course, we're on ESPN 1530, and we're presented by Miller Lite. It is the First Star Logistics Bengals Radio Network, and we're at the Buffalo Wings and Rings location, as we always are every Friday. This Friday, we're at the Beachmont Avenue location, 509 Ohio Pike, Beachmont Avenue, Route 125, or Route 125. However you want to term it, we're here. And we're here from 3 to 6 o'clock. I'm Dave Lapham. I will be here with you for the duration. Dan Horde is journeying to the location here. He's on his way. And want to let you know that from 5 to 6 o'clock, we've got Clayton Fedulin. He of second alternate to the Pro Bowl as a special teamer. And when you think about that, pretty good accomplishment, because Clayton Fedulin, due to injuries in the secondary, has had to play a lot of snaps at safety, which curtailed a lot of his special team snaps. So he's really only played probably, I bet he's played three less games in terms of number of snaps as Slater, who made the Pro Bowl as a special teamer. And Slater's only played in about seven or eight games. He's been injured for a good part of the season with the Patriots. Great special teams player, but this year he's been nicked up a little bit. So we'll see if Clayton Fedulin indeed makes the Pro Bowl. It would be great if the Patriots are in the Super Bowl. Slater will be in the Super Bowl. He will not be making an appearance in the Pro Bowl. So we go down to the first alternate. We don't know who the first alternate is right now, but if he doesn't play for whatever reason, injury or otherwise, in the Pro Bowl, Clayton Fedulin, in his second year in the NFL, college free agent out of Illinois, will be an all-pro special team or so. Be catching up with him to get his reaction to all that and how the season is winding down with the Cincinnati Bengals. We want to remember all Bengals fans, this week, Bengals-Lions, last regular season game, to show the appreciation for our great fans during this game on Christmas Eve at Paul Brown Stadium, December 24th. Be giving away gifts, including bows, gift cards, and other assorted and sundry Bengals merchandise. Dan Horde has arrived. We'll be catching up with Dan here momentarily. We've got a good show for you, though. Chris Spielman will be joining us to talk about his impressions of this football game. The former Detroit Lion great himself, Ohio State University, Massillon High School, Wheaties Box. On the cover of the Wheaties Box is a high school senior. It's crazy. Chris will have a lot of things to say, I'm sure, about this matchup, and it'll be interesting. Dan, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Good to have you here. So, yeah, we were talking about Clayton Fedulin, our guest in the last hour. Timely for Clayton Fedulin to be joining us. It's quite a story. Quite a story for him to do what he's done for the Cincinnati Bengals, not only special teams-wise, but he's had to take quite a few snaps at the safety position and has acquitted himself more than adequately, for sure.
He certainly has, and I saw him at the stadium moments ago. He will be here on time, unlike me. So we look forward to visiting with Clayton Fedulin in the final hour of our show. Went down to the stadium today to visit with Darren Simmons and get his thoughts on Clayton Fedulin, but also hear what Marvin Lewis had to say today. Marvin Lewis always meets with reporters for the final time before that week's game as they walk off the practice field on Friday. And let's face it, one of the big storylines on Sunday is going to be, in all likelihood, this is Marvin Lewis's final home game as the Bengals head coach. It has not been officially determined, obviously, but all signs point toward that. So naturally, reporters, as he exited the practice field today, were interested in what Coach Lewis might have to say about, is this going to be an emotional day for him? What are his thoughts going into what could be his final home game? And, well, as you're about to hear, Coach Lewis didn't particularly want to go there on that subject.
No interest, huh?
Here is Coach Lewis.
It's the last game of this season here.
It could be your 15 years. It could be your last home game where you obviously had a huge impact on the franchise.
Could be. It could not be.
So what do you think about
I don't think about it.
You think, you know,
I don't think about it like that. I've not thought about it like that.
You don't allow yourself, even in this kind of moment, to think back at all about what you've done.
No.
You won't get emotional? You won't get emotional? Son?
No. No, it's another football game.
It is.
What about when it's over and you're walking off the field and you're looking up maybe for the last time?
I don't worry about it being the last time. Okay, it doesn't cross my mind. All right.
All right. So whether he was being 100% candid or not, it obviously is going to be something on the fans' minds. on Sunday. And regardless of how you feel about Marvin or his, your thoughts on his 15-year tenure in Cincinnati, I think if you have a heart, if you have a soul, you'd like to see him walk off the field a winner in his what looks to be his last home game, considering the hard work he's put in for the last 15 years and, you know, what he's done to at least elevate the franchise from what it was when he arrived in 2003.
I agree, Dan. I'd like to see him go off the field, you know, as a winner in the final home game for a lot of reasons. On the field, off the field, we talked about the impact that the Marvin Lewis Community Fund has had on the tri-state area. High school students, college students, elementary school students. I mean, it's just been extremely impressive. And honestly, you have to say that he had the best run. Five straight playoff appearances never came close to happening in franchise history before his arrival. Seven playoffs in his first 14 seasons. Now it'll be seven playoff appearances in 15. The first 35 years, the Bengals made it seven times to the playoffs. So obviously, a great run. The fly in the ointment, no playoff wins. That's a big fly. It's a massive fly, and it's a lot of ointment. But that obviously is the bugaboo, the sticking point. There's no question that the 1980s was the best decade because two Super Bowl appearances early in the decade and the late side of the decade. But for a duration of a coaching tenure, Marvin Lewis set the standard. He set a bar. And I think, you know, hopefully people will, in the long haul, over the course of time, recognize that. Dan, he came in with a 2-14 football team. The first thing you have to do is change the culture and get it back to respectability. His first year, they go in 8-8, and they're on the cut. They're almost made the playoffs, 8-8 record. And then, so now you've turned that part of it, and you've hit a modicum of success. There's no seat on the ladder of success. You have to continue to climb and then sustain, which he did. Continue to climb and sustain excellence, you know, in terms of playoff appearances. So he accomplished two things. Turned it around, changed the culture, and sustained it. To me, those are two, they're two equally difficult things to do, and he did both of them. So I do think that, you know, he does deserve a tip of the cap. And I know people are frustrated now, and rightfully so. I mean, it's not in a good spot right now. But overall, whenever you're a coach that's been here as long as Marvin has been, or even less time, Dan, if you leave the organization in a better place than when you started, it's a success. And when he started, it was a 2-14 nightmare. And he's leaving, obviously, the last few games here winding down not great, depending on what happens the last couple of games. But overall, this franchise is light years better than when he took it over with that 2-14 record that they achieved before his arrival.
I mean, when people ask me to assess his tenure, I often will say, well, you got to remember what it was like when he arrived. The Bengals, unfortunately, had been considered the laughingstock of the NFL for the 1990s and early portion of the 2000s.
Yep.
But then it occurs to me that I'm talking to a lot of people that might not remember what it was like. Maybe they didn't follow football back then. Maybe they didn't live in the Cincinnati area back then. Maybe you're 22 years old, and 15 years ago you were too young to have any memories of football.
Right.
The Cincinnati Bengals, when Marvin Lewis arrived, were the Cleveland Browns.
They were.
It seemed hopeless, and it's not hopeless anymore, to the point where when the Bengals make the playoffs now and don't advance, we're angry.
Yeah.
And that's saying something.
It is. That's a long way from where it was. And I do think that in the decade of the 90s, they lost a little blip time frame of fans. You know, I mean, the fans basically not only they didn't show up, obviously, but there was apathy. It wasn't just, oh, man, our team's losing, I'm frustrated. It was apathetic, and that's the worst thing you can have is apathy. I don't even really care. This team's not good, and I don't care about it. That's the worst. You know, if you're a fan, you can be upset and frustrated because you're still a fan. But if you're apathetic, you've lost him as a fan. So he brought a ton of fans that maybe had become apathetic back, brought new fans into the arena. And I think overall, you have to thank Marvin Lewis for his contributions to the Cincinnati Bengals franchise.
Members of the Pittsburgh Steelers like to take digs at the Bengals.
Sure.
But back then, it was Jay Leno. It was David Letterman.
It was.
I mean, the Bengals were the staple of late-night comedy for their woes in the 1990s. That doesn't happen anymore.
Easy target.
They were an easy target, unfortunately. Yep. That is no longer the case. And, you know, the last 15 years as a head coach or manager in Major League Sports with the pressure, the tension, whatever term you want to use, is a pretty remarkable accomplishment. If you just look right now at the coaches in all of the four major sports that have been around for as long as Marvin Lewis have with their current team,
right?
I think most people know that Bill Belichick is the only one in the NFL, but there's only one in the NBA, mm-hmm. Greg Popovich. Mm-hmm. There's one in Major League Baseball, Mike Socia. That's it.
And, Dan, I think Marvin's biggest strength, and people would look at it, and I don't know if it's a strength, but, man, he was never too high, never too low. He was very, very stable through the whole thing. People all the time, oh, my God, I wish he'd show some emotion on the sideline during the game. Oh, my God, it's like he's comatose. A lot of people look at that as a strength, particularly in management of football teams around Bill Belichick, when did you ever see him lose his mind? Belichick is like, flatline. You know, I mean, Tom Landry, flatline. Bud Grant, flatline.
So, Paul Brown.
Don Shula, Paul Brown. And really, that was one of his major assets in a lot of people's opinion. And I think his reaction today, the other thing that he had was great focus to just, okay, well, that went well, but I'm compartmentalizing and I'm moving on. Like Belichick, we're on to Cincinnati. We're on to Cincinnati after they got smoked. We're not looking in the rearview mirror. We're looking in the windshield. Marvin was really good at that. And he still, you know, even though it's a struggle down the stretch, he's still applying that same procedure, that same philosophy, the same protocol to finish it. I'm just focused on this game, and there's another game after that, and that's what I'm doing. And I'm not going to get distracted. I'm not going to, you know, my surroundings might be changing or whatever, my where I am, my culture, my environment. But I'm focused. And so, you know, I think that he's gonna take it right to the very end that way.
All right, you're listening to the Bengals Pep Rally Show presented by Miller Lite. We're at Buffalo Wings and Rings, the Beachmont location. We've got Clayton Fedulum scheduled to join us in the final hour of our show today from 5 to 6. We're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, we will head to Detroit to take a closer look at this week's opponent, the 8-6 Detroit Lions. This is the First Hour Logistics Bengals Radio Network.
The holiday season is here, and Chevy employees have something special to share with you.
This time of year is all about family.
And we'd like you to be a part of ours.
So our Chevy employee discount is now available to everyone.
You pay what we pay.
And not a cent more.
It's our way of saying happy holidays.
And welcome to the Chevy family.
Take advantage of the Chevy employee discount for everyone. Find new roads at your local Chevy dealer. Available only on 2017 models, excluding select base trims and purchase of 2018 Equinox and Silverado 1500 Crew Cab. Not available with other offers at participating dealers. Take delivery by 1-2-18.
Smythe Automotive is your one-stop shop for all your auto parts and accessory needs. Since 1963, the Smythe name has been synonymous with quality and service. None of this would have been possible without our loyal customers and the local communities which we serve. From our family to yours, Smythe Automotive would like to wish everyone happy holidays and express our gratitude to our loyal customers for the continued years of support.
It's December, and you know what that means? Toyota-thon. Going on now at Beachmont Toyota. During Toyota-thon, you can get a certified pre-owned 2017 Camry SE for just $15,900. That's a saving of over $10,000 on the number one selling Toyota. Save on all certified pre-owned Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs now at Beachmont Toyota. Toyota-thon going on now at Beachmont Toyota and BeachmontToyota.com. Offer ends January 2nd, 2018.
Hi, Scott Sloan for Serve All Electric. Residential to commercial, we serve all. Winter weather's coming. Think about adding a backup generator. Serve All does that. Factory or machine service build-outs, additions, and upgrades? Check. Fire alarm system work? They do that, too. Got rental property? Yeah, they'll take care of it. Serve All is a third-generation local business serving Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky, and Dayton. 24-hour service, and they call you when they're on their way. Just look for the green truck with a lightning bolt. Serve All Electric. Residential, commercial, industrial, we serve all.
Digging deeper to make ends meet? When you have a Climate Master geothermal heat pump system installed, it's like having a free power plant in your front yard. That's because Climate Master geothermal systems tap the constant temperature of the earth to provide heating, cooling, and hot water while keeping your home comfortable all year long. Call Jeff, the energy expert with Gehring Heating and Electric at 812-934-6088. If you would like to help the environment and help yourself reduce your energy bill, rely on Gehring and Climate Master. 812-934-6088.
Alamo Electronics, serving tri-state families and businesses with quality home entertainment electronics for over 60 years. Alamo has guaranteed competitive pricing and offers basic setup and full custom installation. Make your home an Alamo home today. Call or visit Alamo first. AlamoElectronics.com.
Hi, this is Trevor Jones with Robert Jones Plumbing, the world's friendliest plumbers. No job is too big or too small, whether it's a remodel, water leaking, or drains backed up. Give us a call at 513-353-2230. That's Robert Jones Plumbing, 513-353-2230.
Dan Orton, Dave Lapham back on the Bengals Pep Rally Show presented by Miller Lite. We are at Buffalo Wings and Rings, the Beachmont location. We are here until 6 o'clock tonight. The happy hour is underway, and we have some Bengals tickets to give away to Sunday's home finale against the Detroit Lions. You've got to be here to win. Again, our location this week, Buffalo Wings and Rings, the Beachmont location. This week, it's the Bengals and Lions at Paul Brown Stadium, 1 o'clock kick. Time for this week's Know the Foe segment as we take a closer look at the Lions. And to do that, we are joined by an old friend of mine, Matt Derry, who hosts the Locked On Lions podcast. Matt, welcome to the show.
Dan, Dave, how are you guys doing?
Good, Matt.
We are doing great. Let's talk about those Detroit Lions. They are 8-6. They are still alive in the playoff chase, although they need to win out and they need some help. What is the general feeling in Detroit this year among Lions fans about how the team has done this season?
It's Dan. It's a really mixed bag, to be honest with you. There are some fans here in Detroit, and I know you guys have gone through this in Cincinnati with Marvin Lewis. But there's some fans here in Detroit that are actually kind of hoping that the Lions blow one of these last two games, either to Cincinnati or to Green Bay, and not go 10-6, and maybe make Bob Quinn the second-year general manager make the decision to fire Jim Caldwell. There are some fans that think, listen, with Aaron Rodgers injured this year, if this was our window and our chance to finally win the division, something they haven't done since 1993, and instead Minnesota laps them and basically has a much better season than they did. Lions have played okay. They've had a nice run at times, and other times they haven't beaten anybody that they needed to beat at home. The four really good teams they played at home, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Minnesota, and Carolina, they lost all four of those games. So there is a sentiment here in Detroit that if the Lions don't make the playoffs or gag away one of these last two, that should signal the end of Jim Caldwell, which would make some fans here in Detroit pretty happy.
There's probably, knowing that quarterbacks get too much credit when things go well and too much blame when it goes poorly, it's probably a mixed bag with respect to Stafford as well. But from the outside looking in, this guy's got incredible arm talent, can throw from any arm angle. In fact, Dan and I had Phil Sims on as a guest on Wednesday, and he said that he feels like Matt Stafford is top two or three in the history of the NFL in terms of arm talent. You know, with all these comebacks, 32 career fourth quarter overtime comebacks, but then people say, well, why did he have to come from behind? Because he was a turnover machine that made him have to come from behind. So there's the yin and the yang behind Matt Stafford and what he's done as a quarterback with that franchise. Where do you think the biggest percentage of the fan base, where do you think they are with respect to Matt Stafford?
You know what, Dave, I think it was a couple of years ago where fans were split on him, which, as you know, as a former player, it's par for the course. But I think over the last year and a half, he's won everybody over here. He is an elite quarterback. He's very, very good. I think, you know, I'm finally even saying that he's elite now because you see what he has around him. This is another season now where there's no Pro Bowl offensive linemen with him. There's no Pro Bowl backs with him. There's no Pro Bowl tight ends, and there certainly aren't any Pro Bowl wide receivers. Now, with that being said, as you guys know, Marvin Jones Jr. is a pretty good player, and so is Golden Tate, but Stafford's never had that left tackle that was, you know, a horse. And Taylor Decker's good, but not a Pro Bowler yet. So with a running game ranked 31st, with a defense that's average at best, although I think getting better, and with injuries all over the offensive line all year, and they've struggled to run block, You know, Stafford's gotten, you know, he's got, I think he's second in sacks this year, so he's gotten hit a lot, and yet he's there every week, doesn't miss a snap, he's become very, very good, and he's absolutely the best athlete in the city right now.
No doubt.
Matt Derry is our guest. He hosts the Locked On Lions podcast. You mentioned the lousy running game for Detroit, next to last in the NFL. Unfortunately, only the Bengals are worse. And the statistics are virtually identical. Cincinnati, 77 yards a game. Detroit, 77.4. Is it the line and injuries? Is it mediocre running backs? What explains why the Lions have not been able to run it better?
I think it's a combination of everything. And I know that's kind of a cop-out, but I think their best offensive lineman is T.J. Lang, and he's a really good pass blocker at right guard and has made a Pro Bowl or two at Green Bay, but not a great run blocker. Up the middle with Travis Swanson, who, by the way, will not play this Sunday. Graham Glasgow will at center. Those guys are all pretty good pass blockers for the most part, but they haven't been able to run block. And, yes, they don't have that number one back. And there was some talk here in Detroit in the offseason about drafting somebody, whether it was, you know, Dalvin Cook in the first round. Hey, do they take a flyer on Joe Mixon late first? And instead they elected not even to take a running back. Forget the first round. They took Jared Davis, the linebacker. They didn't take a running back, Dan, the entire draft. Right. Your guy, Teon Green, who I know you know well, was undrafted. They grabbed him, but they didn't play him until week 13 or 14. So they went with Amir Abdullah thinking he'd be the guy. You know, Pro Football Focus can't stand him and says he's the lowest-rated running back out there. You know, Theo Riddick's more of a pass catcher, not an every-down back, but he'll get the start this weekend, and they'll hand him the ball out of the pistol. But I don't think they do anything creatively offensively either with the play calling. So I think it's a combination of play calling. The line's not great when it comes to run blocking, and the backs aren't really special either.
So Glasgow goes to center. Barclay goes to left guard, I guess. Is the Glasgow, the brother-against-brother matchup? You got Ryan Glasgow here. You have Graham Glasgow up there. They both, you know, obviously go to Michigan as walk-ons. They end up being third and fourth round draft picks in the NFL. They're both playing a lot of snaps. Graham starting for Detroit. Ryan is a rookie. He's playing over a third of the snaps down here in Cincinnati. Brother against brother, nose on nose. Is it as big a deal up there as it has been down here?
I think that the people are starting to you know, write about it here. It's kind of cool, to be honest. And look, the thing about Graham Glasgow is he's gotten a lot better. Again, looking at Pro Football Focus, they don't love him at left guard, but this year they have said that he's gotten a lot better, and he's kind of been a rock in there. I happen to think he's better at center than at left guard. I think he's actually moving bodies more at center than at that spot. So I think it's a pretty cool story. If Michigan would win some more games and not be, you know, going to the Outback Bowl every year, I think more people would care. And I think people in Ohio listening right now would love that I'm saying that, but I am. It's facts. So Glasgow at center, Joe Dahl at left guard this week, and I would guess, like you said, Barclay at right guard. So not having Lang and Swanson should hurt, but I happen to think Graham Glasgow is better at center, and if I had to guess, he'll be the center next year here.
Matt Derry, who covers the Lions, is our guest. Going back to the Bengals, well, going back 2.5 games ago, late in the Steelers game, with 1 second left in the first half, the Bengals led the Steelers 17-0. Pittsburgh kicked a field goal to end the half, and since then, including that field goal, the Bengals have been outscored 90-17 in their last 10 quarters. Do you get the sense that the Lions are thinking this is going to be a cakewalk on Sunday, considering how the Bengals are kind of floundering down the stretch?
You know, I'll say this about Jim Caldwell. And he might not be the greatest tactician in the world and slow with the challenge flag. And, you know, everybody remembers the Hail Mary defense they had against Aaron Rodgers a couple of years ago where they weren't prepared, and that was on him. But I think one thing he does very well is he has the guys prepared to go in thinking they're playing, you know, the Boomer Esiason and Collinsworth-led Bengals. I mean, that's what I think he has them thinking. They're not going to go in thinking this is a cakewalk by any stretch of the imagination. All the games that the Lions have played recently against quote-unquote bad teams or underachieving teams or below-average teams, they've struggled. They've had to, you know, they needed Matt Prater to kick a 46-yarder to win at Tampa Bay against the Bucs team that had no business being in that game. The Browns came to Ford Field after a bye, and the Lions looked lost. And we're getting schooled by Isaiah Crowell and Deshaun Kizer. So the Lions have played some teams that aren't very good, and they've had issues. So I think going in these last two, against the Bengals. The Lions should win. And then Green Bay at home now with Rodgers out and playing Hundley, which they already beat the Packers in Green Bay. I think Caldwell does a good job of these guys being on a string together and focused on the task at hand. And I also think that they want to win this one for Marvin Jones going back to Cincinnati. Not that there's any bad blood or anything, but he'll be a captain this week. That's not, you know, I don't think that's by accident. I think Marvin Jones would love nothing more than going to Cincinnati and win with his new team.
Yeah, I agree. Matt, injury situation. The Bengals' injuries are more severe because they've lost three in a row, and when you're hurt, it hurts worse, you know, when you've lost three games in a row. When you're the Lions fighting for a playoff berth, you're not injured, you're just hurt, you know, and guys will play. What is the injury status with the Detroit Lions going to this football game? Is any key contributor not going to make the dance, or is it all hands on deck?
Well, like we talked about before, Swanson out at center. T.J. Lang, right guard, is doubtful. I don't think he'll play. He's fought through a bad foot and ankle for a month, but I don't think he's going to go. Everybody else should be ready to go. Theo Riddick has had a sore wrist, but I think he's licking his chops. And this is what Dan and I talked about on my show yesterday. In fact, you guys have had trouble covering guys over the middle, backs out of the backfield, and tight ends. I think should make for a pretty big day for a guy like Theo Riddick, who really strives in coming out of the backfield and making some catches and some plays. So I would assume that you know, he's pretty healthy. He'll go. But other than that, I think the Lions are ready to go. I think that they've been pretty healthy. Like I said, Stafford's had some poor injured fingers, and he's had an ankle. He's been beat up, but boy, he's out there. He's out there every Sunday, no matter what.
Riddick had 80 catches in 2015, I think. He may get 80 on Sunday. It's unbelievable. Then, I got a question. In terms of special teams, you know, the all-important third phase, you got a great place kicker. Punter's been effective. But Agnew, talk about this guy, Jamal Agnew. I mean, he's a Swiss Army knife. He's got a catch. He's rushed. He's got a defensive tackle, special teams tackle, punt returner. He's the best in the NFL, averaging 16 per return best, 88-yard touchdown the longest, return two for touchdowns, 88 and 74. Nobody else has done that. I mean, this guy has been dynamic as a rookie, hasn't he?
He has. You know, it's ironic because Bob Quinn took over as general manager before 2016 draft, and I thought he hit some home runs in 2016 with the draft. You know, Ashawn Robinson, we mentioned Graham Glasgow, mid to late round guys like Miles Killebrew. I thought he did very well in the draft with Taylor Decker, too. And then 2017, this draft's been kind of okay. Jared Davis, the first-round pick, has had his issues overrunning plays at linebacker. The second-round pick, Tease Tabor, barely plays as a nickel corner. And they passed on some good players, including, you know, a guy like Alvin Kamara, who really could help. But the fifth-round pick, Jamal Agnew, like you mentioned, man, he's explosive. He's just so fast and so quick. And, you know, he's taken a couple back for touchdowns. They're now using him finally in the offense where he's in motion with a jet sweep, or they'll fake it to him, which I think they need to do more of. And that can only open things up for Marvin Jones and Golden Tate and Eric Ebron, their tight end, who's gotten better this year. Agnew's a huge weapon. If I'm the Bengals, I wouldn't be punting to him. I think he's a better punt returner than kick returner, which probably kept him off the Pro Bowl squad. But if I'm punting to him and it's a long field, I'd punt it out of bounds.
It'll be between the numerals and the sideline from Kevin Huber.
What about him coming out of the backfield against the linebackers? Man, a Shevitz. I mean, that kid really. I mean, linebackers.
But see, that's the thing, Dave, that I don't think they've done enough of. It's almost like the Lions got to 6-6, and the coaching staff is like, how long is Caldwell's extension? Ian Rappaport says it's only a 1-year deal. And now they start being more creative. If this creativity was there earlier in the year, maybe they wouldn't be sitting at 8-6. Maybe they'd be sitting at 9-5 or 10-4. So now they finally started to use Agnew more. He'd been injured and missed a couple of games before coming back last week. But, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I don't know if they're going to put him in the backfield, but knowing what Dan told me yesterday about you guys struggling against backs out of the backfield, you never know. But I'd be using him a lot. I think he's going to be really, really good.
I think they're going to have you at nickel linebacker, Matt. You better get ready, bro. Better get ready.
Oh, man. No,
you think
no,
Lapp
no.
is joking. Matt Derry hosts the Locked on Lions podcast. Matt, appreciate your time. Happy holidays. Thanks for coming on the show.
Anytime, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Matt.
A proud Syracuse grad.
There you go.
Matt Derry.
There you go.
We are everywhere, Dave Lapham. All right, we're taking a timeout. Coming up with two games to go, 2 years ago, the Bengals were 11-3 and playing for a first-round bye.
Yep.
What the heck happened since then? We'll hear from Phil Sims on that topic next. This is the Bengals Pep Rally Show presented by Miller Lite. We're at Buffalo Wings and Rings, Beachmont, here on the First Star Logistics Bengals Radio Network.
Hey, Bengals fans, nothing beats being there live to cheer your favorite team on to victory. Prime Sport, the official travel partner of the Bengals, is your source for tickets, hotel accommodations, and VIP experiences to all the biggest sports events in the country. From NFL to college football and basketball, get your official tickets, travel and VIP packages, and more at primesport.com. Don't just watch it on TV. Go to primesport.com for the ultimate game day experience.
The wonder of seeing our football heroes on the field. The excitement of the first kickoff. The exhilaration of a game-winning touchdown. These are the moments fans live for when watching the Bengals. And Tri-Health Orthopedic and Sports Institute wants to make sure fans can see it all. From the coin toss to the very last snap of our game-changing care. So go out there and give it your all, knowing that we've got your back. Tri-Health is the official healthcare partner of the Cincinnati Bengals.
New from Gleer's Getta. Now you can enjoy Gleer's Getta anytime. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, or even a snack. You gotta try the new Gleer's Getta Bites. A taste explosion. They've married pork, beef, steel-cut oats, aged cheddar, and cayenne to create mouth-watering appetizers perfect for any occasion. Oh, and you gotta try the new Getta Sliders. Wow the senses with a delicious sweet Hawaiian bun, a crispy Gleer's Getta slider patty, and authentic dill pickles all in one frozen package. They're now available in the freezer section at your local grocery store.
Jack says when you play hard, the rewards should come easy. Sign up for Club Jack at Jack's Cincinnati Casino and win up to 1 million points. Earn points 15 times faster than anywhere in town. And only Jack lets you redeem your points for free play right at the machine 24/7. Join Club Jack today and win up to 1 million points instantly only at Jack's Cincinnati Casino. See Club Jack for complete details. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
At Value City Furniture, we understand the importance of a restful night's sleep. It can reduce stress and anxiety, as well as increase your overall health. That's why we've designed our exclusive three-step rest test, so our bedding specialists can provide a simple, hassle-free experience to help you find the right system for a good night's sleep. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Come visit our mattress gallery today. Plus, mention this radio ad and get a free memory foam pillow. Limit one per customer while quantities last. Only at Value City Furniture, proud sponsors of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Hi, I'm Geno Atkins for Westchester Dental Group.
They're the official dentist of the Cincinnati Bengals. And to celebrate the Bengals' 50th season, Westchester Dental Group will give away 50 pairs of Bengals tickets.
But it's only for new patients.
Right, the first 50 new patients that mention this ad and schedule an appointment for a cleaning, exam, and x-rays can receive a pair of tickets to a Bengals home game this season. Some restrictions apply. Details online at westchesterdentalgroup.com.
Or give them a call at 942-8181.
We'll give you a reason to smile.
Dan Orton, Dave Lapham back on the Bengals Pep Rally Show presented by Miller Lite along with our engineer Mike Mills. Great to have some Bengals fans in the house. We know that number is going to grow as we approach 6 o'clock. We'll be here until 6 o'clock tonight. Clayton Fedulum is going to join us for the final hour of our show, the second-year Bengals safety who earned second alternate honors.
Right.
Possibly go to the Pro Bowl. He's got a couple of guys ahead of him that would have to miss the game for him to make it. One of them is from the Patriots.
Right.
Matthew Slater, who has been a Pro Bowl regular. So if the Patriots go to the Super Bowl, he would be out. I believe the other special teamer is Brendan Trawick from Tennessee. So they're probably not going to the Super Bowl, but who knows if he'll be able to make the dance for that Pro Bowl appearance. We'll keep our fingers crossed and hope that Clayton Fedulum winds up there.
And honestly, Dan, I think that instead of the fan vote, counting and you know, I know the game is for the fans. I understand that. You want the fans to participate in Pro Bowl selection, but the players and coaches know who's been playing and who hasn't. And Matthew Slater's a great player, he's got a great reputation, but he's only played in 7 or 8 games and he made the Pro Bowl. He's been hurt. So, I mean, he made it based on the fact that he's made it before and it's a popular vote, you know, and that kind of thing. The players and coaches know that, you know, he really hasn't played that much. And they thought Clayton Fegelum probably got a lot of votes that fans gave to Slater and none to Clayton Fegelum. The coaches and players swung a little differently. So maybe they need to rework the formula a little bit on that, just from a standpoint of, let's face it, on a week-to-week basis, the players and coaches know a heck of a lot more what the opponent is doing than the fans do, you know, other than their home team. They know all about their home team, but they don't follow the, you know, the opponents. And basically, if they don't play that team, they don't follow that team at all. So, I don't know. That's just a little thought on that. And I also would like to welcome a special guest to today's show. My brother Bruce flew in from the state of Maine earlier today. How about that? He long distance traveler here. Came into you know, this weekend. Proud to be honored at halftime, Dan. I know you'll be introducing us at halftime for the first 50, and my brother came in to be part of it.
Nice. Bruce got a bigger round of applause than I did when I showed up late today. And he deserved it, I might add. All right, it seems like it's been a long time, but it was just 2 years ago that the Bengals were arguably the best team in the AFC before Andy Dalton broke his thumb.
Yep.
Even with two games left 2 years ago, the Bengals had an 11-3 record, and they went to Denver needing only to win that game to earn a first-round playoff bye.
Right.
Unfortunately, they lost that game in overtime. They wound up having to play in the wild card round, and we all know what happened that night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. In any case, a couple of nights ago on the Bengals game plan show, we were joined by Phil Simms from CBS, and we asked Phil, in his opinion, what has happened to the Bengals since 2015?
I think Marvin Lewis thought that 11-3 team was his big chance to not only, you know, play well in the playoffs, win a game, but to do more than that.
Yep.
And that team was good. Of course, Andy Dalton getting hurt. Hey, I know A.J. McCarron played well in the playoff game, but you know what? Andy Dalton would have played really well, really well, and I think would have played better. That's just, you know, that's just my opinion. History tells us that. But that, I think the offensive line is, you know, to me, and Dave, you and I talk about this all the time. If I was ever a general manager, I don't care who I got at quarterback, but I am first and foremost, I'm going to take care of my offensive line, because a team cannot overcome an offensive line that's playing average or below average.
Yep.
And so that kind of tells you, because they set the tone for who you are. If you got a tough offensive line, I'm going to tell you what you're going to get with it. You're going to get a running game. You're going to get a tough defensive line, because they got to go against those dudes every day in practice. I know it's not the same as it used to be, but I think that's where your whole football team is kind of built. We overlook it too much, talk about the quarterbacks, all the receivers, and we got an outside edge pass rusher. Well, that's great, but when you're always behind, he's not a factor. So if I had to pick one thing, I think the decline of the offensive line play the last year and a half or two has been a big difference.
Lap, the Bengals are likely to have a top 10 draft pick. What's the likelihood, in your opinion, they will spend it on an offensive lineman?
I think very high. I think tackle from Texas or Notre Dame will be high on their draft board as a top 10 pick, and can totally understand why. And I agree with Phil Simms. You know, I'm a former lineman, so I feel like it starts up front. It's what's up front that counts. And I really believe that in the five straight Super Bowl appearances in
playoff appearances,
Freudian slip, five straight playoff appearances and seven playoff chances for Marvin in his first 14 years. Everybody, you know, it's the offensive line lives vicariously through the success of skilled people. So when Andy and AJ are doing their thing, the offensive line lives vicariously. That was the key. Marvin said it many times. The key to our success has been our offense and defensive line. The big guys have been very competitive and sometimes dominant. And going into this year, Dan, we talked about it. I remember many times we talked about it on the air. My feeling was, you don't have to be a football Einstein on this one, the key to the season was the offensive line. If the young tackles panned out and the offensive line gelled, they might win 10 games and maybe go to the playoffs. If they didn't, they'd struggle to win six, and boom, they're struggling to win six because the offensive line did not pan out. I mean, the two young tackles aren't even going to play Sunday. Andre Smith's not even going to play Sunday. The tackle position's wiped out. But when they were, quote, healthy, they weren't playing effectively. So it's been all about the offensive line, and now you're playing musical chairs in the offensive line. And I mean, one of my big concerns in this game, Dan, is Terrell Austin, the defensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions. He's very, very sophisticated, very complex on third down. He's got great third down packages. Brings four, we'll bring five, we'll bring six in different ways. And this offensive line, here's in my opinion, the offensive line. We just got it. Obviously, Andre Smith's on injured reserve. A way he's been ruled out. So you're going to have Clint Bowling move from left guard to left tackle. You're going to have Eric Winston in the game at right tackle. If, God forbid, Russell Bodine goes down, the backup center becomes Trey Hopkins, and Alex Redmond would go in at right at the right guard position. I mean, it's musical chairs. I mean, this is an offensive line that hasn't been working together, hasn't been communicating. I mean, that's where it starts. I mean, that's the whole deal. I don't care if you've got if you have the killer bees in the backfield against Detroit. If the offensive line doesn't block anybody, they're dead bees. They're not making any honey. There's no question. You have to have an offense. Look at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Not only have the killer bees, they have three Pro Bowl linemen. Pouncey, DeCastro, Villanueva.
Yep.
That's those three. Boom. Those three Pro Bowl linemen make those killer bees, killer capital killer bees, capital letter killer bees. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Amen to that. All right, we need to take a timeout. Coming up, it's obviously been a rough year for the Bengals, but there have been some bright spots, and we will hear from one next. You're listening to the Bengals Pep Rally Show presented by Miller Lite here on the First Hour Logistics Bengals Radio Network. Thank you.
Thinking about moving your business IT environment to the cloud, but you don't know where to start? Let CBTS make sense of your company's journey to the cloud. What should you move to the cloud, and what should stay on site? Is the cloud secure? CBTS can answer these questions and more. CBTS has the trusted expertise to organize your IT roadmap and simplify your company's journey to the cloud. Visit cbts.net for more information. CBTS, consult, build, transform, support.
Kubota, pioneers of the subcompact tractor, have upped the game again with the all-new Kubota BX80 series. It's powerful, rugged, and easy to operate, ready to take on your toughest work. Plus, you can get a complete set of Land Pride implements. The all-new Kubota BX80. It has the performance, versatility, and comfort you're looking for. Go see my boys at Baxla Tractor in Batavia and Seaman and online 24/7 at BaxlaTractor.com and tell them Seg sent you.
It's the final days of Toyotathon. One last chance for great year-end savings on your favorite new Toyotas, like the sporty all-new 2018 Camry. Now through January 2nd, Toyota has just announced 0% APR financing plus $500 bonus cash on any new 2018 Camry with approved credit through TFS. That's 0% plus $500 bonus cash on Camry. For complete details on all Toyotathon offers, see your Toyota dealer or go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
This holiday season is the perfect time to gather your friends and family and head to Buffalo Wild Wings. Take this opportunity to share the new Big Twist Pretzel and All-Star Sampler, along with old, forgotten, embarrassing stories from Grandpa. Plus, B-Dubs has all the sauces and seasonings, like their newest sauce to come out of the sauce lab, Thai Ginger. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Available for a limited time while supplies last.
At Carry Toyota of Florence, you'll find incredible savings on Toyota's most popular models, as well as fast and friendly service, all making for one heck of a great buying experience. With over 800 new and used Toyotas to choose from, what are you waiting for? Carry Toyota makes it easy. Just go online to carrytoyota.com or feel free to stop in and take a test drive. You don't want to miss out on the savings on Toyota's most popular models at Carry Toyota, where better value is their everyday commitment.
Thinking about moving your business's IT environment to the cloud but don't know where to start? Let CBTS make sense of your company's journey to the cloud. What should you move to the cloud? And what should stay on site? Which vendor should you consider? Is the cloud secure? Will it save my business money and improve employee productivity? CBTS can help provide answers to these questions and more. CBTS has always been your trusted technology partner, and they have the expertise to organize your IT roadmap and simplify your company's journey to the cloud. Visit CBTS.net for more information. CBTS. Consult. Build. Transform. Support.
Dan Horton, Dave Lapham back on the Bengals Pep Rally Show, presented by Miller Lite, live from Buffalo Wings and Rings in Beachmont, here on the First Star Logistics Bengals Radio Network. We've got some tickets to give away, and we are going to start doing that at the top of the next hour. So about 13 minutes from now, you've got to be here to win. So come out and join us. The happy hour is underway. Great food, great drink. And Clayton Fedulum will be our special guest, beginning at 5 o'clock.
Football, food, fun, friends, family, Fedulum.
The six Fs.
Man, pretty strong. Pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
And 35 TVs to boot.
I mean, flat screens, another F.
If you're not getting your sports fix, you're in the wrong place. I mean, there's everything you want to know in the sports world on the 35 screens.
All right, it's December 22nd. About time to begin your Christmas shopping. If you still have shopping to do and have a Bengals fan on your list, the place to do it is the Bengals Pro Shop at Paul Brown Stadium. They've got great 50th season gear and much more. So head down to the Pro Shop at Paul Brown Stadium, or you can always shop online at proshop.bengals.com. It's been a disappointing season for the team, obviously, but there have been some bright spots, and two of the biggest are in the Bengals secondary.
Yes.
You've got Will Jackson in his first season on the field, his second year in the NFL after being injured last year. The website Pro Football Focus currently has him ranked as the 14th best cornerback in the NFL, essentially
as a
rookie. He is the only cornerback in the NFL, according to that website, to allow fewer than 40% of the passes thrown in his direction to be completed. So nowadays, when quarterbacks typically have a completion percentage well above 60%, when you throw at Will Jackson, it's under 40.
And he also has a 75-yard pick six against Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that's only the second one against Aaron Rodgers in his career that's gone back to the house against him. So that's a nice little mark, you know. I mean, that's a nice chalk mark on the board in your favor. We said it many times, Dan. I mean, he's long. He's got recoverability speed. He's got, long speed. He's got everything. He's a very, very – I think he's a Pro Bowl, future Pro Bowler. And it gives me hope for Ross, because William Jackson's body betrayed him as a rookie. Tore his pectoral early in training camp, had to shut it down. Second year, look what he's doing after that red shirt. So I'm hoping John Ross, the ninth pick of the draft, knee, shoulder, more problems than a runover dog. His body betrayed him. Wasted rookie year, red shirt. Hopefully John Ross comes back and plays next year like William Jackson played this year after a not-so-strong rookie season.
And another cornerback who's been a big bright spot this year is Darqueze Dennard. Now that he has finally stayed healthy, the website Pro Football Focus has him ranked as the 39th best cornerback in the NFL. When your two guys are in the top 40, that's very good.
Yep.
Darqueze Dennard is two spots ahead of Patrick Peterson in the rankings, three spots ahead of Malcolm Butler in the rankings. And if you go just on his ability at defending the run, he ranks as the 13th best cornerback in the NFL in that department. I asked Darqueze Dennard if, even though it's been a tough year for the team, if he takes some personal satisfaction of the year that he is having.
Yeah, because I'm healthy. I mean, that's the main thing of it. It's not really just me playing. Just me staying healthy, because, I mean, like I said, the first day I got here, I knew I could play, and, you know, I think I kind of showed that this year by staying healthy. So, I mean, of course, we didn't attain the goals that we set, and you know with the talent on this team, what we could do. And, I mean, it showed throughout the season, you know, somehow, some way, you know, inch here or play here, or play there. We didn't, you know, make that break, but it's definitely frustrating. We didn't get to where we wanted to go.
Lap, before this season began, the Bengals took a big gamble on Darqueze Dennard, banking that he would finally stay healthy. They picked up his option for next year, meaning he will be paid $8.5 million next year. And prior to this year, he had never displayed the ability or at least the durability to be that kind of a player. But right now, that looks like a great move.
Exactly, Dan. I mean, his body kept betraying him. And the thing is, he was so durable at Michigan State. I mean, he was there every snap. So the football gods caught up to him a little bit and said, you know, son, you will pay for that healthy collegiate career. The early stages of your pro career, you're going to be challenged, and we're going to test, see how you respond to adversity. William Jackson, and if Drake or Patrick comes back from the concussion, if those guys can play outside corner, Darqueze Dennard in the slot, that is a good situation against Matthew Stafford. I think Darqueze Dennard has played as well as any slot corner in the league. He tackles as well as any slot corner in the league. With a quarterback like that, if for example, Drake can't go and Darqueze has to go outside, and then you play Josh Shaw at nickel corner, who's been playing, he's a safety, or, you know, he's not a nickel corner. Now you're playing guys out of position. Darquez's best position is slot. He's outside. You know, Shaw, they're moving safety to corner in the slot. That, now you're doing the musical chair stuff. And against a quarterback this good, Stafford, that's a big deal. So I think a big key to this game is if Dre not only plays, Dan, but he continues to play. You know, not like a candle, one blow and you're out. Hopefully he can stay in the football game and get a lot of snaps and solidify that back end by letting guys play the positions they should be playing.
Coming up, Matthew Stafford is the highest paid player in NFL history. Is he worth it? We'll talk to Carlos Dunlap about that next. You are listening to the Bengals Pep Rally Show, presented by Miller Lite, live from Buffalo Wings and Rings, the Beachmont location, on the First Star Logistics Bengals Radio Network.
At Gold Star, we make conies, and we take 10 of those conies and we put them in a coney crate. And you take those coney crates to your game day party, because Bengals games cause intense coney cravings, and coney crates cause crews to crush coney after coney after coney, because coney crushing cures coney cravings. Cure your crew's colossal coney cravings with a coney crate from Gold Star Chili. Just $16.99 for a limited time only. Don't just chili, chili differently at Gold Star.
It's a new season, and the Bengals Pro Shop is ready. New for women, Nike tees, pullovers, and jerseys, Under Armour tops, and more. Men, check out the newest Nike player jerseys with the 50th season patch and the largest selection of men's tees from Majestic and 47 brand. And for any Bengal fan, 50th season footballs, toys, and accessories. Everything you need is in the Bengals Pro Shop on the plaza level at Paul Brown Stadium. Open 7 days a week or shop online at Bengals.com.
Game time just got better with Buffalo Wings and Rings. At your tailgate or at home, it's easy to order online and pick up fresh, never frozen, always delicious wings, hand-breaded chicken, and chef-inspired sauces that'll take your game day to the next level. You're an MVP. Eat like one and make your next tailgate tail great.
Can the indulgent feel of genuine Napa leather, the modern sweep of real aluminum, a steering wheel stitched by hand, and the striking grain of handcrafted rosewood all create a better driving SUV? At Mazda, we believe every detail matters, because driving matters. The three-row Mazda CX-9, the SUV meticulously crafted for drivers, now with the first-of-its-kind turbo engine, for power when you need it. The Mazda CX-9. Mazda. Driving matters.
Experience the all-new Mazda CX-9 with a test drive at your Mazda dealer, or visit MazdaUSA.com to learn more. Features standard on CX-9 Signature.
What makes the perfect holiday beer? A great-tasting, less-filling Miller Lite. The same great-tasting beer we've always brewed since 1975. It's a present you can open all year round. Happy holidays from Miller Lite. Great beer, great responsibility. 2017 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, 96 calories, 3.2 grams carbs, less than 1 gram protein, 0 grams fat.
Dan Orton, Dave Lapham back on the Bengals Pep Rally Show presented by Miller Lite, live from Buffalo Wings and Rings, the Peachmont location. Come out and join us. We're here until 6 o'clock tonight. Safety Clayton Fedulum is going to be here at 5 o'clock, and we have quite a few tickets to give away to Sunday's game against the Lions. We will start giving them away in about 5 minutes. You've got to be here to win.
Yes.
At Buffalo Wings and Rings, Beachmont. The Bengals take on the 8-6 Detroit Lions on Sunday, led by quarterback Matthew Stafford, the number one overall pick in the draft back in 2009. He is in his ninth NFL season, and yet he is younger than Andy Dalton by 3 months and 9 days. Matthew Stafford has led the Lions to a losing record in his tenure, 59 wins, 64 losses. He's taken Detroit to the playoffs 3 times and lost all 3 of those games. But strictly in terms of arm talent, there might not be a better quarterback in the NFL. Here is Carlos Dunlap on the talent that Matthew Stafford possesses.
He was a first-round pick, first pick, right? So I think they picked the right one. They made a great pick, you know. It could have went the other way, but he's playing lights out. He's playing pretty good.
He is a guy you can sack, though. I think they've given up 40-plus sacks.
Yeah, there's an opportunity there. If you can make him hold the ball, but he's good at getting it off quick, checking it down, moving around. He scrambled a little bit, so he's doing it all for the team right now. He's playing pretty good football.
Lap, the Lions have no running game at all. They rely heavily on Matthew Stafford's ability to gun it down the field, and as a result, he has been sacked 43 times.
That's a good number. That's a big number for sure. You know, you look at that and you say, what's the offensive lineman doing? That's 25th in the NFL in sacks per pass attempt. But I'm fearful, Dan, that he is going to go cooter ball to the max, short passing game.
You should explain what cooter ball is.
Jim Bob Cooter, the offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions, is really taken Matthew Stafford and reprogrammed him. He has such confidence in the throwing arm for good reason. He thinks he can put it in a 6-inch window 40 yards down the field, and he probably can. So he'll take chances, or he has. He has been a turnover machine. He'll take chances. The book on Matthew Stafford, just like Brett Favre, he's going to give you a shot. Make sure you intercept it. Now he's getting it down, checking it down to his running backs out of the backfield. And, of course, as we saw in Minnesota, that was not a good matchup last week.
That's for sure. All right, coming up next, one of the TV broadcasters on Sunday will be 3-time Pro Bowler and Ohio State legend Chris Spielman.
Yes.
We'll talk to him next. This is the Bengals Pep Rally Show presented by Miller Lite. We are at Buffalo Wings and Rings, the Beachmont location, here on the First Star Logistics Bengals Radio Network.
From complete comfort maker heating systems to the latest in Wi-Fi capable thermostats, Tri-State Heating and Cooling has a complete selection. Call 513-829-4333 or visit us online at tristateheating.com. Comfort maker, comfort with confidence.
We're lighting up the season all month long at Kelsey Chevrolet. Introducing Kelsey pre-owned vehicles on Route 50 and I-275.
Stay properly aligned and supported while you sleep.
Have you been fitted?
Find the right mattress for you only at the Furniture Fair Sleep Center.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar Province.
3 personnel carriers
with 16 of us on board.
All of a sudden, there's
a huge explosion.
We knew right away.
It was an IED. The first vehicle
got wasted, and those guys took
a huge hit.
Then we started taking
sniper fire and RPGs from the hills.
In today's military, women face the same dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But when they come home, women veterans confront a whole different set of challenges, like unique health care issues, or not receiving respect or even acknowledgement for serving in harm's way. DAV understands the problems women veterans face, and we can help. Many DAV advisors are female veterans. They've been there, and they're ready to provide expert guidance. DAV fights to get you the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help.
This is the Bengals Pep Rally on the First Star Logistics Bengals Radio Network, presented by Miller Lite, live at Buffalo Wings and Rings. Brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Old True. Buffalo Wings and Rings. Game time just got better. On the First Star Logistics Bengals Radio Network.
1 hour in the books, 2 hours to go. It's the Friday afternoon happy hour in the Bengals Pep Rally Show presented by Miller Lite. We are at Buffalo Wings and Rings, the Beachmont location, and Bengals safety and special teams ace Clayton Fedulum will join us for the final hour of our show. That's coming up at 5 o'clock. This Sunday at 1 o'clock, the Bengals host the Detroit Lions, final home game of the year for Cincinnati. It'll be televised by Fox with Tom Brenneman calling play-by-play, and a three-time Pro Bowler and Ohio State legend providing the color commentary, and he's kind enough to join us now, the great Chris Spielman.
Great player, there's no question about it. And Chris, you had to be, when you popped that tape in, Bengals-Vikings, how about that Hall of Fame caliber play of the backs covering back, linebackers covering backs out of the backfield?
Yeah, well, I think, first of all, before we get started, I just want everybody to know that how instrumental Dave Lappin has been to me in this broadcasting that I started about 16 years ago. And if it weren't for Dave Lappin, I wouldn't be here today. Dave is a mentor of mine and a guy that does a great job. And I took a look at Lapp's look today with Dan Hort, so I'm all locked in on this thing.
You are already.
Oh, you're ready for all.
Yes.
But anyway, I just want to,
anytime I get a chance to say what an influence and a mentor and a guy that showed me how to do the job and do it well is Dave Lappin, so I thank you for that. But look, as Bengals comes down to this, man, are you going to be a professional, or are we going to sign our name to what we do every single time, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what the record is? Are we going to play? Are we going to compete? And that's the answer that Cincinnati has to provide on Sunday. I think they will. I think, obviously, there's a lot of questions surrounding players and coaches. But when you cross the lines, man, for 60 minutes, it's all about looking at yourself as an individual and say, do I count myself as a professional? Am I going to sign my name to what I do, or I'm not? One of the two is going to happen.
I hear that. I mean, that's bottom line is there's new coaching staff coming in here. And that tape you're talking about, Chris, practice, games, whatever, down the stretch, it's your resume. I mean, you know, and there are 31 other teams in the league that if you're not here in Cincinnati, they're going to be looking at it, and they're going to be saying, oh, you're a front runner? Were you playing hard when they were 1-4 in a row and you didn't show up when they lost 3 in a row? I mean, that's what it's all about, right?
Well, it is. And, look, I know that there's guys down and guys are hurt, and but when I always thought of that for other guys, that's a one man's loss is another man's opportunity.
Right.
You're still playing for the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, you're still playing to win a game. And there's nothing like winning. And although some teams make it look easier than others, winning, Dave, as you know, and anybody that's played in the league understands, winning is hard, man.
No,
it is hard to win an NFL football game. Especially you got a team that's coming in here that is fighting for their playoff life. And they're a good football team. I've done the Lions 5 or 6 times this year, and they're going to see a quarterback that, for whatever reason, some people don't like. I can't figure that out why they don't like him, but I love the guy because he's as tough as they get, and he can make a tough throw, and he's not afraid to throw people open, and he's got good wide receivers, including former Bengal Marvin Jones Jr.
Great Chris Spielman is our guest. He'll be in the TV booth with Tom Brenneman on Sunday at Paul Brown Stadium. Looks like Vontaze Burfict is back, Chris. He was full go at practice today. He's no longer listed on the injury report. What are your impressions of Vontaze Burfict on the field?
Well, I actually got a chance to talk with Coach Lewis about Vontaze today. I was out of practice, and I really enjoy visiting with Coach Lewis anytime I can. I think the guy is he's a great guy, and I have a lot of respect for him. And I asked him about Vontaze, and I said, here's my impression. So you might not care. Nobody might not care. I think he's a game changer, man. He is as good as he wants to be. And if I were to give any unsolicited advice to Vontaze, it's not personal. Guys aren't personal with you, so you don't take it personal. just keep playing within the rules and play hard and do your thing, you can be as good as you want to be. You have every gift and every talent imaginable that a linebacker can have. If you cut out that it's give me my respect, props, BS, BS, not personal, BS crap, you can be as good as you want to be, dude. He can be as good as he wants to be. He can be a top three or four guy in this league at that position, no doubt about it.
Sure. I agree with you. And to me, Chris, he's cut from the cloth that you were as a player in that, and there's no shortcut. I mean, it's like film study. It's doing all the things that you need to do to get ready. This guy has no wasted steps. He gets there before it unfolds. He's a football Mensa, you know, and it's because he works at it. Like, you were the same way. You'd call stuff out before it happened based on your film study, formations, you know, route combinations, all that stuff. I mean, his teammates say, you know, he'll call 90-95% of the plays out before they happen like you did.
Yeah, well, I think you got to either get an edge or you're given an edge. And that's what I was talking about, Lap, about being a pro, doing your job no matter what the circumstances are. Nobody cares what the circumstances are. Nobody cares that you lost. Nobody cares that you win. What matters is how do you prepare as a pro and your obligation and responsibility to your teammates and to the organization. And quite frankly, to a guy that's given 15 years and a pretty good 15 years in Marvin Lewis.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if it's official or not, but it's all things are looking like he's not going to be here next year. At least the guy that brought you in here and the guy that you played for, if he's gone, send him out on a high note. You owe him that. I believe that. Maybe that's too old school nowadays, but shoot, man, I believe that with all my heart.
That's why you're a great player, man.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, you know, that's
I don't know about that.
No, seriously.
I know that's, this, that... playing linebacker, I mean, you're only as good as the guys in front of you, you know, and here's the rule about playing linebacker. If the three technique and the one technique or the nose guard, the defensive tackles, whatever, they play good, I played good. If they played bad, I played really bad. The other rule I had, not that darn hard. See ball, get ball. There's a guy with the ball. Go tackle him. Can't be that hard.
Chris, if Vontez Burfict has the ability to be a top three or four linebacker in the NFL, who are the other guys on that list for you? Who do you consider to be the very best in the game right now?
I think Bobby Wagner, when healthy, is pretty good.
Yeah.
I think, obviously, Luke Kuechly is one that's pretty darn good. There's a kid up at Minnesota that nobody ever talks about by the kid, Eric Kendricks.
Yep, and
he's a
pick
pretty
six
good
against
player.
The Bengals last week.
But he makes a lot of plays too, and he's really smart. A lot of guys. Let me say this about that. I mean, there's the fine line between good and great. It's pretty small. But guys. Great players are this. I tell my kids this. I tell my daughter this, who's a basketball player in high school. I said, if you're a great player, Mace, they could have played great every night, but you're always going to play good. You're never going to be mediocre. So the great linebackers always play good, and they're never mediocre. That's what any sport we play.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Do you think, like you said, you've seen the Detroit Lions almost a half a dozen. This will be what half a dozen times when you when
plus
you watch
I had
this
them all
football.
Preseason. So I know them. As
oh
well
yeah,
as
right. You do
their that.
Games right.
Yeah.
So the offensive line's in a little bit of disarray. Both groups are a little bit nicked up. What did you think of the Detroit Lions offensive line before, you know, they started to suffer injury, and where are they now in your mind?
Well, I think they're kind of new. It took Taylor Decker, who's going to be a really good player, and has gotten better, but he missed the first 8 weeks with a shoulder, right? You got Travis Swanson, who's a really good center. He's been out. T.J. Lang, the right guard, has been out in and out of the lineup. Rick Wagner's been in and out of the lineup. So, I mean, you know this better than I do, Lap. I mean, you got to have some continuity, right? You and I used to talk about it on our broadcast. Got to be like five fingers working in the glove, man. Everybody's got to be working together. And if you're not playing together, things get discombobulated a little bit. Graham Glasgow, Ryan's brother. I think he's a better center than a guard, but he's a pretty darn good guard. And so they can't run the ball, though. Imagine if you had a team, they're 31st in rushing. Now, they're going against up to the last-ranked defense in rushing this week, so if you can't run it against the Bengals, I don't know who you're going to run it against. But you imagine if you had Matthew Stafford with, just say, the 14th or 15th best running team, how good this team will be, how good they can be. But they're okay. I mean, they're fine. They just There's the run blocking is not where it needs to be for them to advance to where they need to advance to in the playoffs. At least it's not there yet. Could get there. Who knows?
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's definitely what it's all about. I mean, your daughter, you and your daughter, doing a great job up in Columbus on radio, man. What's it like doing talk radio with your daughter every morning?
By the fact that I grounded her on air one day at 23 years old, I don't think she appreciated that.
What was her transgression?
I don't know. She
showing up,
me,
Dad.
Well, I still think she's like 12. So what do you? I mean, no, it's awesome. You know, it's interesting. The relationship that I have with her is, you know, Maddie lost her mom at 15, which is, you know, anybody that's lost somebody understands that 15-year-old girls are have enough issues that they deal with.
Right.
And just the fact that she lost her mom then, and the relationship and the trust and the love that we have for each other, because, you know, I've been there with her through a lot of tough times, and especially at her age. And now, you know, instead of telling her what to do, here's the dad thing I say to her. Hey, Maddie, I strongly advise that you look at this piece of information, and I know you'll make the right decision. So good luck with that.
That's great.
So, plus, I have three other daughters, a son, and two stepdaughters. There you go. Line up and play ball, and I'm outflanked, outnumbered, but that's all right. I always have contain, and I bring some pressure if I got any pressure up the middle.
There you go. You're busy, man. You'd be busy.
Woo! Chris Spielman is our guest. Chris, you started this interview by thanking Lapp for being a mentor of yours when you started out in broadcasting. And I got to tell you that one of my broadcasting mentors from college was Sean McDonough, one of your former broadcasting partners, and he loves you, speaks very highly of you. So look forward to seeing you on Sunday. Glad you get something close to a home game on Christmas Eve. And thanks for giving us some time today.
Thank you. Fox has been really good about that. Tom gets to be home with his family. I'll get home for hopefully Christmas Eve Mass, and it'll all works out great. They've been really good about keeping us and trying to keep us to get home on this night. So God bless you guys. Thanks for having me on, man. I can't wait. I want the Bengals to play. Let's go. Fired
up. Here we go. Hey, I suit up. I mean, I know you can do it.
Let's go,
suit
Lap.
Up a little. Just give me a quarter and a half. That's all I ask, man.
If I was going to get you, I'd slap you with my titanium hip and my fused neck.
You're the best, man. Appreciate you.
All right, guys. Take care. God bless you. Thank you.
That is Chris Spielman, who will do the game. He'll do the game on Sunday at Paul Brown Stadium with Cincinnati's own Tom Brenneman. We're going to take a timeout. Coming up, there is a Bengals rookie whose grandfather played football at Xavier. Back when the Musketeers still had a football program, you will get to know that player. Next, this is the Bengals Pep Rally Show presented by Miller Lite. We're at Buffalo Wings and Rings, the Beachmont location, here on the First Star Logistics Bengals Radio Network.
Anthony Munoz here, your number one player, cheering on my number one automotive teammate, Rose Automotive. Rose is number one in service and value because they value you as their teammate. Find your way to Hamilton and Rose Automotive. Anthony Munoz here, your number one player, cheering on my number one Chevy Buick GMC teammate, Larkin Cobb. Larkin Cobb is number one in service and value because they value you as their teammate. Find new roads to Eaton and Larkin Cobb.
Hey, how was your weekend?
Yeah, terrible. Spent the whole weekend trying to replace my leaking heating oil tank.
Oh, I had that happen to me last year. Thankfully, I signed up for Lykins Energy Solutions' new tank insurance program before it happened, so they replaced my tank at no cost, saving me over $1,400.
Maybe I should switch and sign up so this doesn't happen to me again.
Yeah, just call Lykins Energy Solutions today.
Lykins Energy Solutions, powered by
Warning, if you give anybody B-Dub's holiday gift cards for Secret Santa, prepare for those people to become your new best friends. So if you're okay with having swarms of best friends who love you more than their dogs, then go ahead. Buy $25 worth of select gift cards. Each will earn you a $5 bonus reward for all the best friends you now have. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. For a limited time, while supplies last. Restrictions apply. For terms and conditions, visit BuffaloWildWings.com.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on reliable Ralph.
Ralph.
Ask him to move that couch he moved for you last summer. Ralph will do it. Need a ride from the dentist? Better call Ralph. And he won't even film you after the laughing gas and put you online and get millions of views. He's Reliable Ralph, for Pete's sake. Reliable Ralph is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
In the Bluegrass State, it's basketball season, and Dickman's is the place to watch all the action on the hard court. Dickman's lives for college basketball in Kentucky. Dickman's has over 50 flat screens and the best and most electric atmosphere to watch all the games. This year, Dickman's is the official watch party location of the NKU Norris and home of the NKU Basketball Coaches Show. Whether it's Wildcats, Bearcats, Muskies, or Norris, Dickman's is the place to watch hoops. It's great grub, cold beer, and a place to cheer. On Orphanage Road in Fort Wright, Kentucky. See you at Dickman's.
It's the final days of Toyotathon. One last chance for great year-end savings on your favorite new Toyotas, like the sporty all-new 2018 Camry. Now through January 2nd, Toyota has just announced 0% APR financing plus $500 bonus cash on any new 2018 Camry with approved credit through TFS. That's 0% plus $500 bonus cash on Camry. For complete details on all Toyotathon offers, see your Toyota dealer or go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
We are back on the Bengals Pep Rally Show, presented by Miller Lite here at Buffalo Wings and Rings, the Beachmont location. We have lots of tickets to give away to Sunday's home finale against the Detroit Lions. We'll be doing that during the commercial breaks. You have to come out and join us in order to win. Again, we are here until 6 o'clock tonight, and Clayton Fedulum from the Bengals will join us in the final hour of our three-hour show. Clayton will be here from 5 to 6.
Sweet.
The Bengals are going to show their appreciation to the great Bengals fans out there during Sunday's game at Paul Brown Stadium, as they will be giving away gifts, including items from Bose, gift cards, and Bengals merchandise. So if you head out to the game on Sunday, you could be rewarded for being a great Bengals fan by winning some free stuff.
That's awesome, Dan. And want to get into the TriHealth injury report. Word came out that Kent Perkins is going to be added to the active roster, the 53-man roster, off the practice squad, 6'5", 320-pounder out of Texas, big offensive tackle. Nick Vigil has gone on injury reserve. So down another linebacker who hadn't been able to recover from that knee injury. Vontez, like you said, Dan, looks like he may be able to go. Dre Kirkpatrick may be able to go. So just like, you know, any team that's struggling, some guys come back, other guys, you know, go down. But I think some bodies are coming back in the secondary, but they're losing them in the offensive line. So it's yin and yang. You know, you start to get a little healthier on the defensive side of it, and son of a gun, you know, your offensive line starts to go down in droves. So it's been one of those kind of years. There's no question.
Last week in Minnesota, three rookie linebackers got snaps on defense for the Bengals, and one of those three is the subject of this week's Fun Facts Conversation. Time for some fun facts with linebacker Jordan Evans from Norman, Oklahoma, but you've got serious Cincinnati ties. Your grandfather, Jack, played football at Xavier when the Musketeers still had football, and your dad was raised in Cincinnati before moving south when he was in seventh grade. Did you know anything about Cincinnati growing up?
No, I had never been out here before. I mean, obviously I knew about my grandfather and my dad kind of growing up here. And all they would talk about was Skyline Chili. So that's the only thing I ever heard about. Other than that, I knew nothing out here.
Did you try it pretty quickly after getting up here?
I actually took me a couple months. I came out here to train. I never tried while I was training. And then I didn't try until my dad came out during OTAs to bring my car. And, yeah, I'm not a fan of it. I'm sorry.
You are forgiven. We're talking to Jordan Evans. You mentioned training up here, so they've got that great Ignition APG program up in Mason, and you spent a couple of months there before the draft. Right. What were your impressions of Cincinnati, and did you see the city at all?
I knew it was cold. When I first got out here, it was snowing, and then the day I left, it was snowing. So I knew it was a cold state. I got to, you know, run around the city a little bit just to venture off when I had the free time, but I spend most of my time just trying to train and get ready for the pro day.
All right, Jordan, your dad was a great football player, a defensive tackle at Oklahoma, who was drafted by the Phoenix Cardinals back when they were still the Phoenix Cardinals in 1991. How hard did he push you as an athlete growing up?
Oh, yeah, he pushed me really hard. You know, since Little League, in any sport I did, he always pushed me, you know, because I feel like that's what fathers are supposed to do, especially when you see so much potential in your kid, and your kid wants it just as much. So he definitely pushed me hard, and I feel like I give, I'm here because of, how hard he pushed me, and, I'm very grateful for that.
Did he let you win in things as a kid?
No, I never was, let to win, but I remember one time, the very first time I ever beat him anything, I raced him, probably like a 10-yard sprint or so, but only reason I beat him is because he pulled his hamstring in the first 5 yards, so I beat him.
Did you, rub it in a little?
Oh, most definitely, because his favorite words to me was always, suck it up, if anything would hurt. So anytime anything happened to him, suck it up. So when I beat him in the race, I won.
You've got two sisters that are basketball players too, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Two younger sisters, sophomore and junior in high school, and they both are pretty active basketball players.
One more thing on your dad. He played football at Oklahoma for the legendary Barry Switzer at the beginning of his career. Did he ever tell you any Barry Switzer stories?
Not that I can really remember. I know he was a fan of Barry. Every time we see him around Norman, they always say hi to each other. So actual stories, I can't think of any.
All right, we're doing fun facts with Jordan Evans. You're 6'3", 240 now. But in high school, I see that you had 4 kick return touchdowns and 2 punt return touchdowns back then. What positions did you play in high school?
Play everything, really, especially my senior year. Because my freshman sophomore year, and going into junior year, I was a corner and a receiver. And then I moved to linebacker my junior year. And then senior year, they moved me around from linebacker, D-line, Wildcat, QB, receiver, and I was a returner on punt and kickoff return.
Were you a late bloomer in terms of size?
Yes, I was. Coming eighth grade, I was like 5'4". I was really little. Everyone used to make fun of me because I was little, but I had huge feet. And then freshman year, sophomore year, next time I was like 6'2", 6'3", by senior year, and 200-something pounds, and, I was towering over everybody. So, yeah, I was definitely a late bloomer.
And yet you were not heavily recruited, correct?
Right. Nah, just a little 2-star. Even though those stars don't mean nothing, but gives you an idea of where I was at.
All right. So for folks that don't know, you grew up in Norman, as I said, and that's where the University of Oklahoma is located. Mm-hmm. So you went to high school there, played college football there. Was there a lot of scrutiny on you being a hometown kid?
Kind of, but at the same time, I didn't really have, from the outside world, people didn't really expect anything from me. I remember when I first got the offer and they were talking about me. I remember seeing some article, obviously it wasn't the coaches, but some other people were just talking about how they see me being a good scout player and maybe a special teams player later down the line. And, I kind of developed a little chip on my shoulder because in my mind I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do more. So I didn't really, it's not like they had high expectations of me anyways. I definitely exceeded the limits that people put on me anyways.
Do you thrive on that? Are you a chip on your shoulder guy?
Yeah, I usually am. I feel like it's what got me thus far, and obviously I can't lose that chip, and got to keep it there, so I keep working hard and keep trying to be better. But I definitely would say from the beginning of the time, just always being doubted, always exceeding the expectations that people put on me is what put that chip on my shoulder.
We're doing fun facts with Jordan Evans. You were a captain in Oklahoma. You were a first-team All-Big 12 performer. What was the highlight of your 4 years in your mind?
Oh, the Big 12 championships. We won 2 of them. The memories that I had with my guys, but, my personal accolades don't mean anything. It was really just, the team itself winning those 2 Big 12 back-to-back, and obviously they won it this year. That's always special, and I always remember that.
One of your fellow captains last year was the likely Heisman Trophy winner this year, quarterback Baker Mayfield. Mm-hmm. Tell us something about Baker Mayfield.
Baker is, first of all, he's a good dude. I've been seeing things where people try to, bad talk his name. He's actually a really good dude. He's a very fiery person, a person that you want on your team. And if he's not on your team, you're going to hate him. That's just the truth of it. But, I always tell people, you see what he's like on game day. Well, he's just like that in practice. I don't know how many times me and him have gotten into altercations because of how much trash he talks and how competitive he is. And, he's a good guy. He's a good friend of mine. And, I'm happy for the success that's been coming his way.
You earned your degree in 3.5 years. Were you driven by your folks or somebody else? Were you self-motivated academically?
I was probably driven by my people around me, like my parents, because I wasn't a fan of school. And so I had two mindsets. One, obviously my parents, they're making the mindset of, hey, do school is important. Secondly, it's like, well, can we finish as soon as possible so I ain't got to do much more? That was my mindset.
Hey, whatever it takes, right? Other than sports, what do you do well?
I'm good at everything. That's what I always tell people. As
and modest.
And modest, yeah. Modesty is something I got to work on. Nah, I always say that just because, you know, if you – you know, when I go play basketball, I'm decent. You know, I play video games, I'm good. It's just something I do. I feel like I'm always going to be able to compete at it, you know.
It's not bragging if you back it up.
No, it's not bragging if I back it up.
Other than professional athlete, have you had any jobs, any other jobs in your lifetime?
Official jobs, no. You know, I had, like, side stuff I would do, maybe cut a yard here or there. I remember my friend up the street, his mom used to clean pools, so we used to do that on the side. My grandparents used to make me clean their house, but other than that, not a real job.
A couple more fun facts with Jordan Evans. If you could meet somebody, living or deceased, who would it be?
Oh, that's a tough question.
Historical figures, great athletes from the past or present.
Yeah, I mean, like, if I could meet someone now that's probably alive, I mean, I've always been a huge Kobe Bryant fan and a huge Michael Vick fan, so, I mean, it'd be cool just to meet him. But then again, I ain't no fanboy. It'd be cool to meet him. Historical figures, I mean, I was a big Malcolm X fan, you know, growing up. I knew a lot of stuff about him, so I guess I'll say him.
All right, last fun fact for Jordan Evans. What's a perfect day off away from the football field?
Definitely get a little sleep, nice big breakfast, play some video games, maybe watch a little Netflix, go get lunch, go get a massage, chill at the mall for a little bit, treat myself, have a nice big dinner. Milk and cookies at night, you know, pretty chill. Whatever's chill, I'm cool with, you know. Especially out here when it's cold, I want to be outside anyway, so I just stay at the crib.
I think that sounds like a pretty good day for all of us. Appreciate your time. Best of luck.
All right, thank you.
That is rookie linebacker Jordan Evans, who will get a lot of snaps this Sunday against the Detroit Lions.
Yes.
Coming up, the football stadium at the University of Toledo is named the Glass Bowl. This Sunday's game at PBS could be called the Glasgow Bowl. That story is next. You are listening to the Bengals Pep Rally Show presented by Miller Lite. We're at Buffalo Wings and Rings, the Beachmont location, here on the First Star Logistics Bengals Radio Network.
Game time just got better with Buffalo Wings and Rings at your tailgater at home. It's easy to order online and pick up fresh, never frozen, always delicious wings, hand-breaded chicken, and chef-inspired sauces that'll take your game day to the next level. You're an MVP. Eat like one and make your next tailgate tail great.
At Fifth Third Bank, we're working hard to make Bengals fandom a Fifth Third better. What makes you a better Bengals fan? This tiger-striped onesie? This actual Bengal tiger? Or why not show your team pride and get exclusive perks with Bengals checking from Fifth Third Bank? This is banking, a Fifth Third better. Visit 53.com/Bengals to learn more.
No minimum deposit required to open a checking or savings account. Account must be funded within 45 days of opening. Checking accounts may have fees. Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC.
This season, every time the Bengals win, you win too. The day after every Bengals win, you can head to Gold Star Chili and ask for Who Dey Ways. What are Who Dey Ways exactly? It's when you buy one three-way and get one free-way. That's right, buy one three-way and get one free. So cheer the Bengals on to victory. Then head to Gold Star and ask for Who Dey Ways. Don't just chili, chili differently at Gold Star Chili.
Hey, Bengals Nation, Mike's Car Wash is offering you $6 off the ultimate wash the day after a two-sack game. Plus, we'll donate $1 to the Marvin Lewis Community Fund. That's $6 off the ultimate wash the day after a two-sack game at Mike's Car Wash.
Ethel, why is your car parked in the living room?
For the tailgate party, dear, and I brought Frank's Red Hot Chili. Chili makes the party, and Frank's Red Hot makes the chili.
Boy, I sure hope you don't get a parking ticket.
Frank's Red Hot, I put that on everything.
Papa John's is celebrating every win during the Bengals' 50th anniversary season. The day after a Bengals win, you get 50% off regular menu price on your entire order at papajohns.com. Just enter promo code BENGALS50. That's BENGALS50. Celebrate the 50th season and save 50% the day after every Bengals win, only at Papa John's, official pizza of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Not valid with other discounts. Participation in the delivery area may vary. Taxes and delivery fee extra.
In 1975, Miller Lite made history by proving we could brew a great-tasting light beer. And to mark the occasion, we're bringing back our original Steiny bottle for a limited time. Miller Lite. the original light beer, back in its original bottle. Grab one before they're all gone. Great beer, great responsibility. 2017 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, 96 calories, 3.2 grams carbs, less than 1 gram protein, 0 grams fat.
Dan Orton, Dave Lapham, back in the Bengals Pep Rally Show, presented by Miller Lite, live at Buffalo Wings and Rings, the Beachmont location. We are here for another 90 minutes. The happy hour is underway. We still have plenty of tickets to give away to the Bengals' final regular season home game coming up on Sunday against the Detroit Lions.
Dan, Brownie a la mode. Check that bad boy out right there. Holy McAlandy.
And I like how it's paired perfectly with a big draft beer.
Exactly.
Yep. Man after my own heart and gut right there. This Sunday's game is one we are referring to as the Glasgow Bowl. Offensive lineman named Graham Glasgow. Normally he starts at guard, but due to injuries for the Lions, it sounds like he will start at center this week.
Yep.
And the Bengals have a rookie defensive lineman named Ryan Glasgow. So the brothers will go head-to-head. Literally, they will be competing on the line this Sunday on Christmas Eve. I spoke to Ryan Glasgow about facing his brother along with a few other reporters in front of his locker this week.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be a great experience that very few people get to see, especially I know there are a lot of brothers playing the NFL, but they usually play on the same side of the ball. They don't really get to go head-to-head, so it's going to be quite the experience.
On draft night, did you look to see if the Lions were on the schedule?
Yeah, I did. It was like the first thing I did was look up the Bengals schedule, and I saw that the Lions were on there. So from that date, probably April 29th, I think was the day, I knew that I was going to play Graham at some point in 2017. And that day is swiftly approaching.
You've been asked about this a lot. I mean, I remember in training camp, people were asking you about, oh, you get to play your brother on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, so at that point, it seemed so far away. It almost didn't seem real. But in the closing weeks, as we get closer to it, and like now it's down to days, it's just becoming more and more real, and it's kind of getting me more and more amped up for the game.
And obviously, there's the team battle. But is it going to be, you know, personal scorekeeping thing between the two of you, snap by snap?
I think at the end of the game, when I watch the tape, when I'm just trying to see what happened, what I did in the game, I'll probably tally it up, yeah.
And he will too.
Will you guys watch it together? Will you guys sit down?
I'm sure he'll have his scorecard and I'll have mine.
They will not be the same.
Yeah, exactly. They won't be the same, but... I mean, if I had to hand it out, I'd hand out mine for sure.
So what's the weekend? Are you going to meet up before? Are you doing like a dinner or something on Saturday?
So on Saturday, we've got it all catered out. It's going to be at my apartment. The whole family's coming. A bunch of family friends are coming. He's probably going to be there for a couple hours. And then after the game, I'm pretty sure the whole fam is driving up to Detroit to do Christmas up there too. So we're going to have two consecutive Christmas dinners just separated by a game.
Do we know yet if anybody in the family has the split down the middle jersey?
We don't know yet. I don't know if that's going to make an appearance, but if it doesn't, we definitely need to get one.
You must be really proud of him. I mean, it didn't take him very long to move into their starting lineup.
Yeah, I think it took 4 or 5 games last year before he started, before he like kind of seized the starting role. I was really proud of him last year. I mean, I got to go to his first game where he actually played offensive snaps, which was awesome to see. So yeah, I'm very proud of him and how far he's come, and I imagine he feels the same about me.
That is Ryan Glasgow talking about going head-to-head against brother Graham on Sunday at Paul Brown Stadium. Dad is a surgeon. He does knees. Mom is a surgeon. She does shoulders. She operated on Ryan's shoulder when he was at Michigan. Younger brother Jordan is currently playing at Michigan. Quite the successful family.
Quite, and younger brother, smaller, safety, special teams guy, but all walk-ons at Michigan. Earned scholarships. Graham, third-round pick. Ryan, fourth-round pick. Unbelievable story. Just a successful family. Two orthopedic surgeons and 3 sons that are competing at the highest level. And how about Michigan? Both parents obviously could afford to send a bunch of kids to Michigan with what they do, but to walk on and say, all right, we like you. Like, you'll eventually get a scholarship, but every recruiting class that they were part of, Michigan saved the scholarship, basically, you know, until a guy either proved he belonged or proved he didn't. it's an amazing story, and I meant to ask Chris about this. I went on Chris's show right after the draft, and he said, well, I know the Bengals feel like they get a lot of players in rounds 1 through 3, but I'll tell you what, the fourth-round pick I know all about by listening to Ohio State coaches. They are so glad that Ryan Glasgow is no longer a Wolverine. He was a thorn in their side, bring-your-lunch-pail, blue-collar guy to the max. He was on a defense that 8 of his 11 players, teammates, made the NFL. That's unbelievable. And I know Paul Gunther loves Glasgow. He's always in the gap he's supposed to be in, playing it hard, doing what he's supposed to do. He's football player. Best way to describe him, all football all the time.
And he's been in for 36% of the snaps on defense this year, so he's getting a lot of run as a rookie.
He really is, and holding up to it well. And the teammates kid him. You know, they're like, you have no wiggle, you have no athleticism, you brawl people, and it kind of drives them crazy. They hit his hot button because you have to have a modicum of athletic ability to play in the league, no matter what position you're playing. And they say that, that's his hot button. Whenever they want to get him aggravated, you're no athlete, man. You're a slugger. You just brawl people. You have no wiggle. You have no moves. He drives them nuts.
Speaking of that, I was listening to WLW yesterday afternoon, and somebody called up on this topic and said, what are these two guys going to do for trash talk because you can't do something about your mother?
Oh, right.
When
true.
It's two brothers facing each other.
I wonder if they dated the same girl at one point. You know, they could talk about girlfriends or something.
Unless one is still dating that girl.
Yeah, that's true. Or if one married the girl or something. Yeah. Oh, you don't want to go there either. Yeah, that's going to be interesting because – they're a year apart. They had some battle royales growing up, and now it's going to be on a football field to get paid to do it in the National Football League. And can you imagine how proud those parents will be, though, sitting in the stands watching their two sons going head-to-head in the National Football League, knowing that a third one is at Michigan, soon to be joining them probably in the league? That's pretty remarkable, and we were just talking about it. There have been brothers that have played against each other on the same field, but they may have played the same position. They were both receivers. They were both tight ends or whatever. But this is going against each other. Bruce Matthews, Clay Matthews, when the Oilers and the Browns were in the same division, the AFC Central, they would go at each other. You know, Bruce would pull and trap his brother Clay, or he'd be in molly protection, pass protect his brother Clay blitzing. But this is going to be quite a few snaps. They'll be mixing it up now. They'll be getting after each other. Big time.
No question.
Big time.
All right. Coming up, with a likely coaching change on the horizon, how good is the Bengals' head coaching job? Phil Sims weighs in next. You're listening to the Bengals Pep Rally Show presented by Miller Lite. We are live at Buffalo Wings and Rings, the Beachmont location, here on the First Star Logistics Bengals Radio Network.
At Carry Toyota of Florence, you'll find incredible savings on Toyota's most popular models, as well as fast and friendly service, all making for one heck of a great buying experience. With over 800 new and used Toyotas to choose from, what are you waiting for? Carry Toyota makes it easy. Just go online to carrytoyota.com or feel free to stop in and take a test drive. You don't want to miss out on the savings on Toyota's most popular models at Carry Toyota, where better value is their everyday commitment.
Thinking about moving your business's IT environment to the cloud but don't know where to start? Let CBTS make sense of your company's journey to the cloud. What should you move to the cloud? And what should stay on site? Which vendor should you consider? Is the cloud secure? Will it save my business money and improve employee productivity? CBTS can help provide answers to these questions and more. CBTS has always been your trusted technology partner, and they have the expertise to organize your IT roadmap and simplify your company's journey to the cloud. Visit CBTS.net for more information. CBTS. Consult. Build. Transform. Support.
Smythe Automotive is your one-stop shop for all your auto parts and accessory needs. Since 1963, the Smythe name has been synonymous with quality and service. None of this would have been possible without our loyal customers and the local communities which we serve. From our family to yours, Smythe Automotive would like to wish everyone happy holidays and express our gratitude to our loyal customers for the continued years of support. Smythe Automotive.
Digging deeper to make ends meet? When you have a ClimateMaster geothermal heat pump system installed, it's like having a free power plant in your front yard. That's because ClimateMaster geothermal systems tap the constant temperature of the earth to provide heating, cooling, and hot water while keeping your home comfortable all year long. Call the energy experts at Strictly Service Heating and Air at 513-867-0811. If you would like to help the environment and help yourself reduce your energy bill, rely on Strictly Service and ClimateMaster. 513-867-0811.
The holiday season is here, and Chevy employees have something special to share with you.
This time of year is all about family.
And we'd like you to be a part of ours.
So our Chevy employee discount is now available to everyone.
You pay what we pay.
And not a cent more.
It's our way of saying happy holidays.
And welcome to the Chevy family.
Take advantage of the Chevy employee discount for everyone. Find new roads at your local Chevy dealer. Available only on 2017 models, excluding select base trims and purchase of 2018 Equinox and Silverado 1500 Crew Cab. Not available with other offers at participating dealers. Take delivery by 1-2-18.
Anthony, what are you doing?
I'm getting fitted so I can get the right mattress to help me get a great night's sleep.
You don't need to do that.
Furniture Fair's BedMatch diagnostic system does it for you. They can custom fit a mattress for you in just 3 minutes. Our sleep specialists use the latest technology to take the guesswork out of buying a mattress to help your body stay properly aligned and supported while you sleep.
Have you been fitted?
Find the right mattress for you only at the Furniture Fair Sleep Center.
Jordan, Dave Lapham back in the Bengals Pep Rally Show presented by Miller Lite, live from Buffalo Wings and Rings, the Beachmont location. We are here along with our great engineer, Mike Mills, and we have Frank Fowler running the show from our studios in Kenwood. Do any of the Bengals fans here ever watch the videos on Bengals.com? Me and Lap talking about the games, looking ahead.
There we
show
go.
Of hands.
There we
All
go.
All right. The young man who shoots most of those videos is here enjoying himself today. Let's hear it for Robert Thomas.
Yeah, Robert Thomas in the house. Like we said, two first names. That's an important guy right there.
Robert's done a great job for us this year. We greatly appreciate his hard work.
Nice work.
All right, this year it looks like there's going to be somewhere between 6 and 10 coaching changes in the NFL. Obviously, it certainly appears that the Bengals are heading in that direction. So the question is, how good is the job? Just how highly coveted will the Bengals' head coaching opportunity be? Well, we talked about that, with Phil Simms from CBS when he joined us on the Bengals Game Plan Show on Wednesday night.
I'm not sure who's going to, what they're looking for in Cincinnati, but I've said this, and Bill Cowher and I said this on the air. If you get to become the next coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, you got a really good starter kit down there. I mean, there's a lot of good players on that roster. You're not starting from scratch, that's for sure.
Totally agree. There's no question. There's some tools in the tool belt. The cupboard's not bare. Any cliche you want to use. One of your biggest things as a head coach is inventory, players. You got to have players. I don't care. I mean, you hear coaches all the time. So-and-so makes me a great coach because they make plays. You know, I mean, you can scheme. All of that's important, but bottom line is players have to make plays. And if you've got guys that have playmaking ability, like an A.J. Green, depending what happens with Tyler Eifert and, you know, Joe Mixon. I mean, Joe Mixon, in my mind, is going to be outstanding. I think he's going to be a great running back in this league. You know, John Ross, a big question there. But like we said earlier, look what Jackson's doing in year two. If John Ross can stay healthy, there's no question that with his speed and his ability to run routes, he has to help. So I think that this year it was Murphy's Law and steroids from the very beginning. Everything that could go wrong went wrong to the nth degree. And maybe next year the football gods will be kind and say, yeah, we beat you up last year. This year you're going to have normal flow, not a whole lot of injuries. And some coach is going to come in here and not just go 8-8. A coach could come in here, the right guy could come in here, go 10-6, get him in the playoffs again, or better. You know, who knows? Right now, in the last two seasons, they've won 11 games at this point. They've gone 11-5. I mean, Marvin won 11-5. This football team is a better football team than the product they put on the football field this season. There is no doubt in my mind, no doubt.
I've heard some people say, who's going to want that job? Who's going to want to come to Cincinnati? All you have to do is go back to 2003 when things were far worse.
Yep.
than they are right now. They hired Marvin Lewis, who was the hottest assistant in the NFL at the time. Tom Coughlin interviewed for the job.
Right.
Mike Mularkey interviewed for the job. He's gone on to be an NFL head coach. There are only 32 of these jobs. It pays a lot of money. The Bengals are going to have no trouble whatsoever attracting solid, qualified candidates, assuming, as we all do, that the change is coming in a couple of weeks.
I know. When you listen to people, it's like they're going to have a hard time putting together a list. No
Please.
Way. I mean, it's going to – they'll be – most – all teams have their list already. There's probably 20 names on it. You pare it in half. You know, then you interview a few. It would not shock me. The way the Bengals do business, it would not shock me if every coordinator was interviewed out of common –
Their own coordinators.
Yep. You know, Paul Gunther will definitely get interviewed. Darren Simmons will definitely get interviewed. And I think out of common courtesy, knowing Mike Brown and the family, Bill Lazor will get interviewed. It's not to say that they're the front-running leading candidates, but they will all probably get interviewed. And there's going to be a whole host of others. You know, there's going to be some hot college candidates. There's going to be when you look at what Shermer's done in Minnesota is admirable. I mean, Pat Shermer may be a guy. That guy has been a head coach in the National Football League, part of the Cleveland Brown carousel mess. But he learned a lot up there as a head coach in that situation. And let me tell you, if he survived coaching in Cleveland, he would jump at the chance. Mike Zimmer would say to him, Pat, they want to interview you? Go down there and interview. That's a viable job. That's not a career killer. That is a viable job to be a head coach in the NFL. Hell, Pat, you coached at Cleveland. This ain't Cleveland. So, I mean, they're not going to have difficulty getting candidates, qualified candidates, that they will go through an interview process with and come up with somebody to coach this football team.
Bingo. All right, coming up next, in the method approach to acting, this is going somewhere.
I like it.
Actors are taught to think, what's my motivation? Well, that's the question we are going to apply to the Bengals this Sunday.
Oh,
as
I
they
like
get
it,
to,
Dan.
Set to go at
I like it.
It with the Detroit Lions. You are listening to the Bengals Pep Rally Show presented by Miller Lite. We are at Buffalo Wings and Rings, the Beachmont location, here on the First Car Logistics Bengals Radio Network.
Looking for the most delicious seafood in Cincinnati? Papado Seafood Kitchen is known for serving the finest seafood in America. Papado gets fresh seafood from the dock to the table faster than anyone around. It's simple. Papado buys direct from fishermen, taking out the middleman. Only the freshest seasonal selections find their way to your plate. Try one of the chef's latest creations or a guest favorite like jumbo lump crab cakes, crawfish etouffee, or jumbo shrimp brochette. Visit papado.com. That's PAPPADEAUX.com. Proud supporter of the Cincinnati Bengals.
What makes the perfect holiday beer? A great-tasting, less filling Miller Lite. The same great-tasting beer we've always brewed since 1975. It's a present you can open all year round. Happy holidays from Miller Lite. Great beer, great responsibility. 2017 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, 96 calories, 3.2 grams carbs, less than 1 gram protein, 0 grams fat.
Papa John's is celebrating every win during the Bengals' 50th anniversary season. The day after a Bengals win, you get 50% off regular menu price on your entire order at papajohns.com. Just enter promo code BENGALS50. That's BENGALS50. Celebrate the 50th season and save 50% the day after every Bengals win, only at Papa John's, official pizza of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Not valid with other discounts. Participation in the delivery area may vary. Taxes and delivery fee extra.
Hey, Dave Lapham here to tell you about one of Cincinnati's fastest growing companies, First Star Logistics. They're currently drafting all-star employees this season to join their sales team. First Star offers a fast-paced, fun work environment with the potential to earn some serious cash. First Star gives you the ability to earn the highest commission percentages in the industry with an unsaturated customer base. Give my friends at First Star Logistics a call at 513-349-6833 or visit firststarlogistics.com and tell them Dave Lapham sent you.
The Eisenberg Sausage Company is proud to be the official hot dog of the Cincinnati Bengals. Next time you're at Paul Brown Stadium, treat yourself to a delicious Eisenberg Black Angus Sirloin Beef Hot Dog. The Black Angus Frank is the best tasting hot dog you will ever eat.
Did you know 43% of businesses never reopen after a fire? A lot goes into maintaining fire systems. Don't trust just anyone. Trust the experts at Corson Fire and Security. Learn more at Corson.com. KORSEN.com.
Looking for the most delicious seafood in Cincinnati? Papadoe Seafood Kitchen is known for serving the finest seafood in America. Papadoe gets fresh seafood from the dock to the table faster than anyone around. It's simple. Papadoe buys direct from fishermen, taking out the middleman. Only the freshest seasonal selections find their way to your plate. Try one of the chef's latest creations or a guest favorite like jumbo lump crab cakes, crawfish etouffee, or jumbo shrimp brochette. Visit papadoe.com. That's P-A-P-P-A-D-E-A-U-X.com. Proud supporter of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Remember, the Bengals defense records two sacks in one game, and they did last week courtesy of Geno Atkins up in Minnesota. You save $6 on Mike's Ultimate Wash the very next day. Only at Mike's Wash. Mike's Car Wash, that is. The official car wash of the Cincinnati Bengals. Mike's also donates $1 of your purchase to the Marvin Lewis Community Fund. So far, $33,808.88 has been raised for the Marvin Lewis Community Fund. And what a win-win proposition that is. You have a nice, clean car, and our Marvin Lewis Community Fund reaches out and does their thing to help young kids get educated in the tri-state area, college scholarships, the whole ball of wax. Outstanding stuff.
In the Dave Lapham, Dan Hoard era of the Bengals, more commonly referred to as the Dalton Green era.
Right.
I don't know why.
I can't figure it.
The Bengals went to the playoffs the first 5 years. And now this will be the second year in a row that the Bengals have not gone to the playoffs. Our percentage is still good.
It is.
5 out of 7 years.
Not bad. That gets you in the Hall of Fame plus.
But we are bummed that we will not be calling any playoff games this year. The Bengals going into the game on Sunday have two games left. So what are they playing for with no carrot of trying to get to the postseason? Here are Andy Dalton and Marvin Lewis.
We still got two games left. There's still competition out there, and you want to win every single time you're out there. So I think for us, that's our mindset. It's got to be our goal is we still have to compete, and we want to put good stuff on tape, and we want to play to like we know we can.
They have the same thing to play for each and every week. That's their job. I mean, that's why they do this. Their next week's not promised, or next season or whatever. What they put on tape is there. You keep asking the same question. The answer is always going to be the same. What they put on tape is their resume.
It's a little bit of an incredulous tone in Marvin Lewis's voice when asked, what do they have to play for? What do you mean, what do they have to play for? Is kind of the way I take it from him.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, would you go to work? If somebody's paying you to go to work 9 to 5, would you go to work at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and only work 3 to 5 and expect to get paid? It's like you got to show up, you got to do your job to the best of your ability and grind and get it done. You're a professional. You're getting paid to perform. To me, Andy, part of Andy Dalton's motivation, we talked about it on Wednesday, Dan, in high school, Andy Dalton went 18-1 as a starting quarterback. At TCU, he went 42-7 as a starting quarterback. In his entire sports career, Pee Wee sports to the National Football League, all sports, baseball, basketball, football. He's only lost 3 in a row one time. That was last season. Had never lost 3 games in a row in any sport at any level until last year. They've lost 3 in a row here. If they lose to the Detroit Lions, it's a new personal losing streak for Andy Dalton. And that guy, if there's one thing he's about, it's about winning. He's a winner. He's won at every level. And he does not, it doesn't sit well with him to lose 3, 4, 5 games in a row. If they finish the season with a 5-game losing streak, I mean, I'm not sure he'll know how to handle it. He's never experienced it before, which is good. And I think that's going to motivate him.
Feel a little bit more better about his chances if the line weren't so beat up.
I know. I think, Dan, they got to get back to this group somehow has to come off the line of scrimmage and get a running game going, some kind of running game. And Bill has to go to the quick passing game. He's going to have to get the ball out of Andy's hands. I mean, 2.5 seconds is the max the ball is going to have to be in his hand. If he holds it longer than 2.5 seconds, bad things are going to happen. And the thing they have to avoid is third down. They're dead last in the NFL right now in third down. If somebody told me with two games to go, the Bengals would be under 33%, less than one out of every three on third down, I would have laughed at them. 32.4%, they're laughing at me. Avoid third down. If you can't avoid it, make damn sure it's third and four or less. Because if you give Terrell Austin an opportunity to get clever and creative with his blitz packages and his pressure packages on third down with that makeshift offensive line, you're swimming upstream, you know, and it's not mating season for the salmon.
All right, coming up in our final hour, we will be joined by Bengals safety and special teams ace Clayton Fedulum. Our location is Buffalo Wings and Rings, the Beachmont location, and we'll be back in just a moment. This is the Bengals Pep Rally Show presented by Miller Lite here on the First Hour Logistics Bengals Radio Network.
Now at Woody Center Ford, it's the end-of-year sales event. Get $9,000 in total savings off MSRP on the 2017 Ford Fusion. Or get $4,000 in rebates on the 17 Focus, Escape, Edge, and Explorer. Visit them online at woodycenterford.com.
Bluegrass Quality Meats has been producing top quality meats for over 150 years. We would like to say thanks and hope you will share a Bluegrass Jubilee ham with your family this holiday season.
A tradition of good taste.
From complete comfort maker heating systems to the latest in Wi-Fi capable thermostats, Tri-State Heating and Cooling has a complete selection. Call 513-829-4333 or visit us online at tristateheating.com. Comfort maker, comfort with confidence.
Hi, this is Trevor Jones with Robert Jones Plumbing, the world's friendliest plumbers. No job is too big or too small, whether it's a remodel, water leaking, or drains backed up. Give us a call at 513-353-2230. That's Robert Jones Plumbing, 513-353-2230.
The joy of giving a heart patient a new lease on life. The rush of adrenaline as we race to save someone from a heart attack. The thrill of hearing a heartbeat steadier and stronger. At TriHealth, these are the moments we live for. We are Cincinnati's trusted.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. Trying to beat a train is more dangerous than you think. See tracks, think train. For more safety tips and information, visit seatracksthinktrain.org.
Listen, as a hiring manager, I've got to tell you, the best job candidate isn't always the typical candidate. Sometimes they're a grad of life.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Sometimes the best candidates aren't the ones you're used to.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
This is the Bengals Pep Rally on the First Star Logistics Bengals Radio Network. Presented by Miller Lite. Live at Buffalo Wings and Rings. Brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Hold true. Buffalo Wings and Rings. Game time just got better. On the First Star Logistics Bengals Radio Network.
Hootay! And yeah, welcome back baby to the Bengals Pep Rally Show, presented by Miller Lite, live from Buffalo Wings and Rings, the Beachmont location. I'm Dan Horde. He is Dave Lapham. In just a little while, we anticipate being joined by Bengals safety and special teams ace Clayton Fedulum. The Bengals take on the Detroit Lions this Sunday at Paul Brown Stadium at 1 o'clock. It's the final home game of the year. And as a result, it's the last time this year that we will pay tribute to players that make up the Bengals' first 50. The list voted on by fans and media prior to the season of the top 50 retired players in Bengals history. Four members of the first 50 will be honored at halftime this Sunday. Doug Pelfrey, who came in at number 44 on the list. Bruce Kazerski, who came in at number 35 on the list. Bob Trumpy, who came in at number 17 on the list. And my broadcast partner, Dave Lapham, who came in at number 18 on the first 50. And as we say that, yes, here is our special guest.
Look at him.
Clayton Fedulum.
Looks like he's right off the cover of GQ. Look at my man. Looking clean. I like it. Look at that.
Appreciate it.
I saw all the women in the place here kind of, you know, put the glance on you, bro.
That was for you, Lap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. I'm sure. So how you feeling? I mean, Pro Bowl on the horizon, we think. I mean, that's got to be a heck of a compliment to you. Your second year in the National Football League to be voted as a second alternate to the Pro Bowl. And when you consider the fact that you've played probably two games, maybe three games less snaps-wise because of, you know, your duties and responsibilities at safety, that's a hell of a thing for you, man.
Yeah, it's a great honor. It was definitely – hold on, let's see if I get this mic right.
There you go. You got it.
Yeah, no, it was a great honor, and it's just something you kind of strive for. And when it came into reality, you know, you don't know what's going to happen with Slater with New England, and I still don't know who the first alternate is. But
Dan has an idea.
I believe it's Trawick
from Tennessee. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so, I mean, you got great players ahead of me, but anything can happen, so it'd be a great opportunity.
Were you pleasantly surprised when you got the news? What was your reaction?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Lewis called me. I missed his call, so I called him back right away. Found out it was great news to hear. I was excited, but you know, right now I'm still trying to focus on these last 2 weeks, do the best I can. And like you said, missing those games, my production has fallen off a little bit. So, you know, we'll see if George and Jordan and Sean are perfectly healthy. Maybe I can get my numbers up a little bit on special teams again.
The thing is, though, you've played the safety position equally as effectively. I mean, you're a good tackler, man. You're a physical guy. When you hit people, you get them on the ground. Your coverage has been strong. You played both safeties. I mean, you're a very versatile football player, you know, for the Cincinnati Bengals. And that's the key in today's NFL, right, is position versatility and flexibility for the coaches, what you provide them?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the more you can do, you know, the more you have worth. So, you know, being a backup safety, you know, you have to know both sides. So you can kind of get thrown in at any time. So just being, you know, on your X's and O's, knowing your responsibility, and then going in, you can't miss a beat. You know, at the end of the day, the level of performance isn't supposed to drop off. You know, your starters are, you know, coin starters for a reason. But when you're in there, the team's, you know, counting on you to do your job the same way.
Do you enjoy special teams, or is it something that you have to do at this point in your career?
I'm a football player, so I enjoy football, and that's part of the game. So, you know, any play where you can get in there and just, you know, do what you love doing, it's fun. You know, that's what a lot of people take out of, you know, NFL. They always a job, it's career, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, but at the end of the day, you know, you still play for, you know, your love of the game and because you have fun doing it. So I love special teams. You know, I love defense. Just love football.
As a personal protector for the punter, huge responsibility. I mean, you have to recognize and communicate the blocking assignments, the calls. Some guys, some real important special teams players have done it. Cedric Pierman, who went to the Pro Bowl as a Bengals special teamer. Rex Burkhead, now with the Patriots, fulfilled that role excellently. You haven't missed a beat. How detail-oriented is Darren Simmons, who's a detail-oriented guy anyway, but with his personal protector, how much is he just like boom on you guys on every single detail?
Right. You know, we have meetings pretty early in the morning, and you know, as the personal protector, I'll have to show up a few minutes early just to make sure that, you know, I'm ahead of the game, knowing what's going on. And that is a huge responsibility. You're making the calls. You're basically the quarterback out there, you know, trying to pick up a blitz because they're going to scheme up your protection every week. It's going to be different guys, so you got a lot of keys. Not very long to, you know, pick their rush apart and, you know, make the right protection call.
Now, the personal protector is right in front of the punter. You know, you have your guys at the line of scrimmage. You have the gunners outside at the line of scrimmage that are down there immediately trying to release and cover. The personal protector is behind, you know, that first line of blockers, and he's the last line of defense, you know, before the punter. So it's a big responsibility, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. You know, we did have one slip up earlier this year in Denver that still bothers us. You know, the protection call, everything was right, but you know,
somebody
at the end of the day,
it.
You still have to execute the call.
Right.
You know, I could have done better, you know, fixing. You know, I play with depth, so I could have done better of, you know, picking up that play, but we just got to execute everything to the best of our ability.
Clayton Fedulum is our guest here at Buffalo Wings and Rings, the Beachmont location. As a Pro Bowl caliber special teams performer, do you take a great interest in the other guys that are doing similar roles? Do you watch a Matthew Slay? Well, you haven't played the Patriots this year, but did you watch Trawick when you were getting ready for the Tennessee games? And do you pick out other guys that are especially good in those roles?
Not necessarily the personal protectors for other teams. Not when I have a guy like Sed in my room, you know, who's a Pro Bowler, and he played it for us. So I can talk our scheme, talk with Sed. He knows what's going on. You know, he's like another coach in the room. So, you know, I watch their rushes more than I watch their other PPs because because their calls aren't going to relate to our calls.
Right.
You've become very close with somebody that probably people would be, really? That's probably the odd couple, I guess, as such in some people's minds, is that Adam Jones and Clayton Fedulum are extremely close, good friends, not only as football players but off the field. I mean, you guys hang. How did your relationship with Adam Jones come about and evolve the way it has?
Just coming about. I mean, I feel like this is the question that comes up every time
right.
I talk to you guys. You know, he's a great leader.
He is.
He's a great teammate. You know, it's really unfortunate that he's not here to finish these last two games with us.
Yeah. But, have you talked to him recently? I mean, how disappointed is he?
Well, he's a great competitor, so he's extremely disappointed. But you know, it's a violent game, and your body can almost take so much. So. You know, he drew the short straw on that play, even though he made a great play against Pittsburgh when it happened.
Right.
But yeah, he's a great competitor. You know, he doesn't like not being out there with the guys. So, you know, it hurts him a little bit.
As broadcasters, we often get asked, who do you like to interview the most? And Adam Jones is always high on my list.
Right.
When I tell people that, they're surprised. But he's incapable of, like, being dishonest.
Right.
I mean, is he brutally honest with you?
Well, with Adam, you're going to get what's on his mind.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Which is good as a broadcaster.
Right.
Right. I mean, that's kind of, you know, how you want people. You don't want someone to sugarcoat something to your face and talk behind your back. So, I mean, that just speaks to his character. I mean, he's going to tell you what's on his mind, and you're going to get, I mean, you can just be brutally honest with each other.
The similarity between you guys is, man, you guys both take care of your body. I mean, Adam Jones is like negative percent body fat, you know, at the age of 33. I mean, the dude is like an anatomy chart, as are you. You guys really take care of yourselves. Is that something that you obviously understood that even before getting to the National Football League, but how important is that dynamic to length of career? It's an obvious connection, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say so, just being healthy, you know, just down the stretch of, you know, 17-week season, game 15 here. So just taking care of your body every week, getting beat up out there. You know, the physicality of the sport, taking care of your body. I can't speak to Adam where, you know, he's played for, you know, over a decade in this league. But, you know, just for 2 years, you can tell, you know, coming from college last year in my rookie season, you know, those extra games with the, you know, the added preseason, the extra games of the regular season, you almost play two seasons right there compared to a college season. It's a toll on your body. So just taking care of everything, having your nutrition, you know, building your, you know, working out, building the right muscle groups while you're, you know, playing in season is just huge.
Lab, you've got to tell Clayton about going directly from an NFL season to a USFL season,
man,
in your playing days.
Yeah, and I was 32, 33 years old, played a full NFL season, didn't miss any snaps, 16 games, 4 preseason games, didn't play a playoff game, unfortunately, but 2 weeks off, and went to the USFL, played for the president, played for Donald Trump. He owned the New Jersey Generals and Herschel Walker, Doug Flutie, those guys. But 2 weeks off, went to training camp again. And my offensive line coach with the Generals was old school, Vince Lombardi. He was the line coach for Vince Lombardi in Green Bay, B.A., Bill Austin. You don't practice, you don't play. Dude, I was taking Endosin. It's like an anti-inflammatory they give racehorses. I mean, I was so I'd shuffle home and get up the stairs, lay on the couch, and not move. I mean, I went to after I played 44 games in like 9 months, and I went to Cape Cod.
That's ridiculous.
It was, and I was 33 years old. It was the stupidest thing I've ever done, really, in hindsight. But I went to the ocean and laid in the ocean in Cape Cod for about a month like a natural whirlpool, just letting the waves beat the hell out of me. I mean, it was – I was a wasted human being. There's no question about it.
I was doing,
maybe I still am.
I was doing that down at the East-West Shrine Game. We'd go after your senior season, and you go right into training, a combine training, all that kind of stuff. And we had the East-West Shrine Game. So at night at the hotel, they didn't have a cold tub, so I'd lay down there in the ocean. The ocean was probably 50, 60 degrees, but it worked.
It does, man. It helps you. There's no question. Salt water, too. Like Epsom salt, you know?
A
little
go.
Movement, a little salt, a little chill factor.
A little all-natural remedy.
An adult beverage or two.
All right. They have those here, by the way.
Yeah, they do.
At Buffalo Wings
they
and
do.
Rings. All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we will hear what special teams coordinator Darren Simmons had to say on Pro Bowl alternate Clayton Fedulum.
Yes.
This is the Bengals Pep Rally Show presented by Miller Lite here on the First Star Logistics Bengals Radio Network.
Attention sports fans, at that time of year, game time, there's nothing worse than the final 2 minutes and zap, the house goes dark. It's not a storm and you pay the energy bill, it's your wiring. Cullen Electric takes our sports and your ability to enjoy those sports very seriously. Old wiring is unpredictable and unsafe. Whether it's a small repair or a full home rewire, call for a free estimate. 513-227-4112. Cullen Electric, Cincinnati.com, wiring for today's world.
In the Bluegrass State, it's basketball season and Dickman's is the place to watch all the action on the hard court. Dickman's lives for college basketball in Kentucky. Dickman's has over 50 flat screens and the best and most electric atmosphere to watch all the games. This year, Dickman's is the official watch party location of the NKU Norris and home of the NKU Basketball Coaches Show. Whether it's Wildcats, Bearcats, Muskies, or Norris, Dickman's is the place to watch hoops. It's great grub, cold beer, and a place to cheer. On Orphanage Road in Fort Wright, Kentucky. See you at Dickman's.
Hey, Cincinnati football fans, this is Ken Anderson. Call the Gutter Magician for all your gutter installation needs. They also do expert roofing and siding. Everything you'd be getting from the Gutter Magician is factory direct, which means they are the manufacturer. They make it, sell it, install it, and service it. One local company, one call, one guarantee. Their installers are factory trained and certified and work exclusively for the Gutter Magician. Visit GutterMagicianNKY.com. Click on me and enter code BENGAL14 to receive $600 off any product or services. Click on me, enter code BENGAL14.
Yuengling Traditional Lager is a taste of amber gold that comes from America's oldest brewery. It's a beer that drinks well and tastes the way beer is supposed to. Born from a tradition of hard work and sacrifice, it brings with it all the know-how that doing a thing well for nearly 200 years affords. Yuengling Traditional Lager, from America's oldest brewery. Respect. It's earned. D.G. Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Please drink responsibly.
Hey Cincinnati, Dave Lapham here. There's lots of ways to celebrate this season. So if you want to kick off your holidays in luxury and style, don't miss the Acura Season of Performance event going on now at Superior Acura in Fairfield. Everyone's invited, and there's plenty to go around. World-class sedans, crossovers, and SUVs built from the ground up right here in the Buckeye State. The rush is on for you to save, so head to Superior Acura today and tell them Dave sent you. Online at SuperiorAcuraStore.com.
Simply Superior.
At AE Door & Window, we've got you covered, or should I say, closed up. From Clopay garage doors, LiftMaster garage door openers, entry doors, and windows, AE offers quality products that offer the best in insulation, energy efficiency, and security. So whatever the home opening you need closed up, you can count on AE Door & Window. With a variety of styles to fit any budget and free estimates, call us today at 742-1984 or online at AEDoorSales.com. AE Door & Window, where we sell the best and service the rest.
AE.
We are back on the Bengals Pep Rally Show, presented by Miller Lite here at Buffalo Wings and Rings, the Beachmont location, on the First Star Logistics Bengals Radio Network. We have been giving tickets away during every commercial break. We will continue to do so until the show is finished at 6 o'clock. So if you are in the neighborhood, come out and join us. Grab a cold beverage, grab some chicken wings or something else to eat. Listen to the show, and you could win tickets to the final regular season home game against the Detroit Lions. Our special guest in the final hour of our show today is 24-year-old Bengals safety Clayton Fedulum out of the University of Illinois. At the end of the show, we will play America's favorite game show, by the way, Know Your School.
Oh, baby.
Five questions about the University of Illinois.
The Fighting Illini.
Stay tuned for that.
Oh, that's not good. Well, I transferred in there. So.
You're only there for a couple of years. So normally we say you have to get at least three right to win. We might have to scale it back to two.
Yeah.
Forget it. We're going to hold you to the same standard. You'll have to get three right.
Over under 2.5.
All right, Clayton is obviously doing a great job for the Bengals this year, both at safety and at special teams, but he did earn recognition earlier this week as the second Pro Bowl alternate as a special teams ace for the Cincinnati Bengals. And earlier today, I talked to special teams coordinator Darren Simmons.
What has Clayton Fedulum meant to your special teams this year?
Well, it means a ton. Obviously, he plays the important critical positions. He plays like the quarterback of our kickoff return team. He's the PP on our punt team. He's the main guy. He's really the quarterback of our punt return team, too. The stuff that he does for us is kind of immeasurable. I mean, he plays a lot of critical positions, the same ones that Sed played when Sed was playing, Rex Burkhead was rolling for us a year ago. So he plays a ton of those critical positions.
And he has done it despite being used quite a bit on defense.
Yeah, I think he has actually more play time on defense than he does on special teams this year, which is a little bit unique. Had he been solely with me, he'd have more production. But I think what he's done so far has been fantastic. He's got to keep going, keep growing as a young guy. It's difficult, I think, for young guys sometimes to play dual roles like that, to play defense, and then they got to transition their focus back to special teams. It becomes a lot, and I think he's handled it pretty well.
Was it a pleasant surprise when he was named a second alternate to the Pro Bowl?
It was a pleasant surprise. I wasn't totally shocked by it. I thought he had a decent chance to get some type of recognition, and I think it's flattering that he does get some type of recognition that way. But it goes to show what his peers, his coaches and other players vote on. That's, I think, the most important vote when it comes to that, because it shows me that they vote somebody like him, and it shows me that coaches and players know that they respect him for his play. So I think that's the bigger thing for me, is that it shows it's a level of respect.
Is that the way you take it, recognition from your peers and from the coaches around the league?
Oh, absolutely. Like you said, that's the greatest level of respect. The fan vote's huge because, we play for the fans and all that. But when you get the respect from the guys that you're playing against, that's a great honor.
I do think I agree with you. You're playing for the fans, but they're the least educated of the how it's broken down. The players and coaches, I mean, they're watching everybody. Fans, unless you're playing against their team, they don't really, compare and contrast. It becomes a popularity vote. Slater's played in like 7 or 8 games this year, and he makes it because he's been great for a while. But this year, he just hasn't played enough, in my mind, to be he's a Pro Bowl caliber player, but it's not his fault he got injured. But a guy like you that's playing, over 300 snaps defensively, over 300 snaps in special teams, doing what you're doing for your football team, I'm glad the coaches and players, voted. They know. They saw it. They overcame what the fans hadn't seen and how they voted. So, I don't know, maybe they should change the percentages up. And I'm not saying to eliminate the fans because, as you say, the game is for the fans. But they, they just don't see it as much as the players and coaches do.
Yeah, you can't take anything away from, a player like Slater. He's great, but you kind of get that old saying, what have you done for me lately?
Right.
And you can't. I mean, like, he's a Pro Bowl caliber player. He's been there, multiple times, and you can't, you can't plan for injuries or anything like that. But just you can't say, if he played a full season, he would have been where he was, the last few years. So it comes down to that. What have you done for me lately? But he was voted in, so
right.
He's the Pro Bowl.
Right.
I think this is going to work out perfectly for you because the Pro Bowl is in Orlando this year, which would be nice. Obviously, it'd be great to go to one.
Little Disney World, yeah.
But you're getting your name out there now.
Yep.
It's going to continue to grow your reputation around the NFL as being a great special teams performer. And then when the Pro Bowl is back in Hawaii, you'll be in. Work out perfectly.
Yeah, that'd be great. I've already been to Orlando and Disney. I've never been to Hawaii.
So there you go.
All expenses paid, even better.
Man, yeah, that dog will hunt all day, every day right there. But so everybody's got goals, team goals obviously first and foremost, but you do have individual goals as a player to try to challenge yourself. Are you happy, satisfied with how you've expanded your role in year two from year one? Have you met your own expectations in that regard, or how's that worked out for you?
I mean, my goal was last year at the end of the season to become, the reliable third safety. It's tough to be a late-round draft pick and, dethrone you know, our set starters. So
right.
I had a set goal that, you know, I wanted to be the reliable safety that if anything happened to either of them, you know, I'd be there to fill their shoes. And I think I accomplished that pretty well. Special teams-wise, I just wanted to continue to grow. You know, we said at the beginning of the year I was going to be healthy, so I was going to be in a few different spots. But with him going out, I had my role expanded, and I'm just going to continue to, you know, grow in those positions and, you know, next year try to be the number one Pro Bowl vote.
There you go.
Clayton Fedgelum is our guest. You've got a Christmas Eve home game coming up this Sunday against the Lions. Will you have family here, and do you typically have friends and family at the home games?
I do typically have some family, friends coming every now and then, but from Chicago, it's not that bad of a trip for the mom and pop to come down. But, no, this year my mom and dad are hosting Christmas, so they're going to have a little bit early brunch-type deal where they can, you know, pregame, party, watch the game. So that's what they're going to do.
But your family, friends and family came down. The Bears came to Cincinnati. The Bears, the Lions, no Tigers, but oh, my. You play against the Bears, and you have your parents. I mean, was that a big deal when your friends and family came down and saw you play against the hometown team in the National Football League?
Yeah, that was quite the group. Unfortunately, that game, as we all know, didn't go how we wanted it at all.
Right.
But, yeah, there was, I don't know, maybe 30, 35-plus people that came down. You know,
really?
My dad's friends and family that came down, they, they're Bears season ticket holders, so they had to make the trip. And, it was a cool environment to see them after the game, or before the game and then after the game. But, you know, the disappointment of the whole trip was, you know, how the game went out.
Sure,
you know,
so. Sure.
Clayton Fedgelum is our guest. We talked earlier this season about how you're kind of a late bloomer physically. You're a 100-pound wrestler in ninth grade, and now you're playing in the National Football League. When did being an NFL player seem like a realistic possibility for you?
I would say probably my, you know, senior in college, but that was never, you know, I was never, you know, in high school, like, okay, I'm going to play in the NFL, I'm going to do this. It was always the next step. You know, you have that goal where, yeah, the NFL would be sweet, and that's, you know, that's a way in the future, but unless you have something that you can actually grasp right in front of you, you know, you can't just set something crazy and that never work towards it. So it was, you know, becoming a captain, a starter at my high school. Then it was, you know, winning that national championship at the NAI level. Then it was transferring to, you know, Illinois, and, you know, it was getting a scholarship there. And then it was, you know, becoming a captain of that team, or a starter on defense and a captain of that team. And then when all that came to, it was like, all right, now that NFL is in reach, yeah, I want to play in the NFL. So, I mean, there were steps, but, you know, it was always there. But it was, you know, always working towards something to get to there.
You're like a high jumper who just keeps pushing the bar up a little bit higher with every time you clear it.
And makes the jump, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're another example, and the Bengals have so many of them, that, as Marvin has said over the years, it doesn't matter how you got there. It's what you do once you get there. So, like you said, a late-round pick. Vinny Ray's a great example, you know, as a college free agent out of Duke. Cedric Pierman's another great example, bounced around to a bunch of teams in the National Football League. Guys get there different ways, but they never let anything diminish their dream and what they're trying to achieve. How do you focus and fight through people, the naysayers saying, it ain't gonna happen? How do you say, oh yeah, it's gonna happen? How do you keep plodding forward like that?
I think it's just all about how you handle yourself and handle your business. The NFL is a revolving door. You know, once you get into the building, they're trying to find someone else to replace you, which is good because that competitive nature builds, you know, a better team. So, I mean, they're always trying to replace your shoes. You feel the pressure and, you know, okay, this is what I want to do. I got to, you know, everyone has a different why, and, you know, is it providing for the family, love of the game, competition, or whatever it is. But, you know, once you're in that building, to stay there, you got to, you know, dig deep and find out what pushes you and what drives you.
Earlier this year, Clayton Fedgelum had his first NFL interception. We will hear the highlight coming up next. You're listening to the Bengals Pep Rally Show presented by Miller Lite. We're live at Buffalo Wings and Rings, the Beachmont location, here on the First Star Logistics Bengals Radio Network.
At Fifth Third Bank, we're working hard to make Bengals fandom a Fifth Third better. What makes you a better Bengals fan? This tiger-striped onesie? This actual Bengal tiger? Or why not show your team pride and get exclusive perks with Bengals checking from Fifth Third Bank?
This is banking. A Fifth Third better. Visit 53.com/bangles to learn more.
No minimum deposit required to open a checking or savings account. Account must be funded within 45 days of opening. Checking accounts may have fees. Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC.
Yeah! Let's go!
Someone's fired up for the game.
No, Ethel! I'm fired up for your buffalo wings!
They're made with Frank's Red Hot. The taste will fire you up even more.
I don't even like football!
Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Hey fans, be there live to support the Bengals at Paul Brown Stadium this season. Always buy your Bengals tickets from our official ticket partner, Ticketmaster, and the NFL Ticket Exchange. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are 100% guaranteed to get you in every time. Other sellers can only guarantee they'll give you a refund if they sell you the wrong ticket. So go with a trusted source and our official partner and know you're going to the game.
USI Insurance Services, Cincinnati's number one insurance broker. For over 100 years, your Cincinnati USI team has been protecting local businesses and employees. And today, with more than 140 USI offices across the country, we have the resources and the reach to tackle even the most complex insurance needs. Let us show you how the right plan and the right partner can help you protect your company's most valuable assets. USI, proud insurance broker of the Cincinnati Bengals.
At Value City Furniture, we've teamed up with the nationwide leaders of sleep, Serta and Beautyrest, to offer you the finest in spring foam and hybrid sleep systems, and with 9 select styles even available for next day delivery. Plus, you can choose from our wide assortment of adjustable bases starting as low as $399. Come visit our mattress gallery today to take our exclusive 3-step rest test. Plus, mention this radio ad and get a free memory foam pillow. Limit one per customer while quantities last. Only at Value City Furniture, proud sponsors of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Hi, I'm Geno Atkins for Westchester Dental Group.
They're the official dentist of the Cincinnati Bengals. And to celebrate the Bengals' 50th season, Westchester Dental Group will give away 50 pairs of Bengals tickets.
But it's only for new patients.
Right, the first 50 new patients that mention this ad and schedule an appointment for a cleaning, exam, and x-rays can receive a pair of tickets to a Bengals home game this season. Some restrictions apply. Details online at westchesterdentalgroup.com.
Or give them a call at 942-8181.
We'll give you a reason to smile.
Houday Nation, Dave Lapham here. Did you know that more than 500 people in Greater Cincinnati alone are waiting for a life-saving transplant right now? Join me and be a game changer. Register today to become an organ and tissue donor at lifepassiton.org. Life, pass it on.
Three receivers right, two to the left, as Kaiser waits for the shotgun snap. He has the football, looking left, fires a pass.
Pick it!
It is intercepted by Clayton Fegelum.
Nice.
It was off the hands of Duke Johnson, the intended receiver, and that hard line drive pass bounced up in the air where Clayton Fegelum comes down with his first NFL interception, and the Bengals will take over at the 12-yard line.
How about that? Clayton Fegelum makes a nice play.
And Clayton Fegelum is our guest on the Bengals Pep Rally Show,
yes,
presented by Miller Lite. That was the sound of his first career NFL interception earlier this year against the Cleveland Browns.
The old chip drill. Yeah, the old chip drill.
Did you get the ball?
I do. It's in my closet right now. I gotta frame that one.
Did they paint it up properly? Did they put the details on it and stuff like that?
No, that one's straight out of the game. I did get a game ball for that, special teams game ball for that game.
Nice.
That one is painted up, but
the interception
is just the raw game ball.
Cool.
How much during the course of a week do you guys work on tip drills just about every day?
No. In the summer during OTAs, you know, we'll do more ball drills.
Right.
You know, now late in the season, it's more just about getting your body ready.
Yeah.
And then
more,
you know,
mental.
Putting in our scheme and all that kind of stuff. But,
yeah,
you know, ball drills, if you're going to do them, it's on your own. So we don't really do them in practice.
So when you come away with your first NFL interception, is it just an overwhelming feeling that not only have I made it, I'm playing in the NFL, but now I've just made a play like that to, you know, really contribute to my team's victory?
Didn't really think about it like that at all. It's just, you know, part of the game. You know, you're in that position to make plays. You're expected to make plays when they come about. And, you know, it's great to put your team, because we ended up scoring on that drive, in a position to win. But, you know, I didn't think like, oh, you know, pat on my back. I just, you know, helped you. It's just, you know, I was in a position to make a play. I made the play.
You are obviously an intelligent guy. When did, or who was instrumental in you studying tape and really learning how to break tape down. There's watching tape, and then there's really understanding what you're looking at when you study tape. Who helped you take it to the next level in terms of preparation?
Breaking down tape, you know, I came from a high school where, you know, we would do film study, and the first coach had actually, you know, put an emphasis on, you know, understanding your opponent, you know, better than they understand you was, you know, my defense coordinator, Coach Halbeck at, you know, Lamont, my high school. But then Tim Banks, defense coordinator at University of Illinois, you know, taught us how to break down film and how, as a safety, you know, how to read. You know, who am I looking at? What kind of keys am I really trying to understand so I can get a jump during the game? And then it's just kind of progressed since then.
You played at two very different levels of college football, the NAIA level where you won a national championship, and then in the Big Ten at Illinois, huge budget, huge stadium, great fan base. How drastically different was it in terms of the facilities, in terms of the attention, in terms of the, you know, the crowd interest and so forth?
Yeah, you know, the small NAIA school, you just don't have, I mean, it's not televised. It's almost just like, you know, the atmosphere is very, you know, high school D3 atmosphere. And, you know, the level of competition, you know, you have great athletes out there playing ball, but you just don't have, you know, the stereotypical D1 size. You know, your receivers aren't on the outside. They're not, you know, you don't have your 6'3 receivers. You don't have your whole line's over, you know, 310 pounds. So there's just, I mean, that was the biggest difference, was the size and the speed of the game. But, you know, the athletic ability and, you know, people out there, you know, with the want to, you know, it was still there, but you just didn't have just, I mean, I would
the
say.
The physical freaks that you've right, encountered yeah, right. since.
Genetic marvels.
Right. I mean, that's what recruiting really is, and it's, you know, getting those big guys, those big frames out there, and that was the biggest difference that I saw.
Speaking of frames, like Dan said, you're a 100-pound wrestler as a freshman in high school. Take us through your development of your body, you know, at your different levels, high school, NAIA, you know, Illinois, National Football League. When did you make your biggest jump in terms of, wow, look at Clayton, man. He came back one summer, and it's like, geez, look at this guy.
I don't know if I ever had that reaction from anyone. But my biggest jump was freshman, sophomore year. I wrestled, you know, winner my freshman year. I was wrestling, I was 5'2", 103 pounds. It was
5'2", 103.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was, if I was looking in the mirror, it was pretty embarrassing.
Smallest kid in the class?
Yeah, just about. Yep. You know, I was one of the, you know, there wasn't much guy smaller than me. Mm-hmm. You could count them on one hand.
Right.
But, yeah, I was a small statured guy, but, you know, my brother, I had an older brother who was, you know, he's a big football guy. He was the captain of our varsity football team, and, you know, he kind of just showed me the ropes, lived in the weight room, and then I just got lucky and I had a growth spurt where I grew almost 8 inches in a year, and that kind of propelled me to.
You went from 5'2 to 5'10?
Well, in about a
calendar year?
In about 16 months.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could you feel yourself growing at night in bed? I mean, it's like
couldn't really feel myself growing, but it was noticeable when I grew like three pair shoe sizes.
Right.
I was like,
right.
Yep. Definitely grew up a little bit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, your parents are probably going broke on clothing.
Well, I got a few hand-me-downs till I was one size.
So other sports, were you an all-around athlete in your high school career?
High school career, I played football, wrestled. I stopped wrestling after my I love football, you know, wrestling. I wrestled from fifth grade on,
right,
to my freshman year in high school, and, you know, I was good at it. I was really good at it, but I love football. So I said, I'm gonna stop cutting weight. If I'm finally hitting a growth spurt,
right.
I never had a growth spurt in my life.
Right.
If I'm finally hitting one now, I'm not gonna cut weight.
Yep.
And stop it.
Yep.
So I stopped wrestling, continued with football, and then I did play lacrosse when I was younger, and I followed through with that all the way through. Just, you know, it was a great thing to do in the spring for cardio.
Were you a midfielder?
I played attack. I played everything but defender. Just
a lot of running there, man.
Oh, yeah, it was.
So your old classmates back in ninth grade must say to themselves, can you believe that Clayton Fedulum, who is 5'2", 103 pounds when we were in ninth grade, is now playing in the National Football League?
No, they're probably at a bar having a drink, just watching the game. I stay pretty close with most of them, so they're, I mean, I talk to them, they reach out, text me, call me, so I mean, they're super supportive, and it's just it's cool to have those guys in my corner.
Obviously, you you come from a good family. Your family supports you. They're all down here when you're playing the Bears. Academics, did your parents stress the academics? How important was that part of it in your growth and development, and what did you study that you might want to do when you're done playing?
I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
You know, academics, my parents, you know, it was on me if I wanted to, you know, further my education and all that. And the biggest thing, it's kind of funny that you brought that up, though. My parents really, it was about football when I transferred. They said, you know, you want to play on the big stage, you know, you want to walk on somewhere, whatever you have to do to get there, you know, just go. And we're in your corner. You need financial stability, anything. We're going to help you out there. But
that's awesome.
Moving schools wasn't really, it's kind of bad to say, it wasn't really an educational purpose at all. It was to play football.
Sure, sure.
Well, it helped you get a very good job.
Absolutely.
And ultimately, that's what most of us go to college for, right?
Yeah, I mean, some people build a resume in the classroom. I got to do it on Saturdays, and now I'm playing on Sundays.
There you go.
That worked out.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. We will hear another highlight from an outstanding season for Clayton Fedgelum when we come back. This is the Bengals Pep Rally Show presented by Miller Lite. We are at Buffalo Wings and Rings, the Beachmont location here on the First Car Logistics Bengals Radio Network.
Cincinnati Children's Sports Medicine and Orthopedics Program is ranked among the best in the country by U.S. News & World Report's 2017 Best Children's Hospitals. Cincinnati Children's is the only program in the region offering a full spectrum of care to support pediatric and teenage athletes. From performance training to concussion care to orthopedic surgery and sports physical therapy, Cincinnati Children's Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Services are tailored to the growing athlete, no matter the age, sport, or skill level. And they're dedicated to ensuring your young athlete a safe, prompt return to sports.
Kubota, pioneers of the subcompact tractor, have upped the game again with the all-new Kubota BX80 series. It's powerful, rugged, and easy to operate, ready to take on your toughest work. Plus, you can get a complete set of Land Pride implements. The all-new Kubota BX80. It has the performance, versatility, and comfort you're looking for. Go see my boys at Baxla Tractor in Batavia and Seaman and online 24/7 at BaxlaTractor.com and tell them Seg sent you.
It's December, and you know what that means? Toyota-thon, going on now at Beachmont Toyota. During Toyota-thon, you can get a certified pre-owned 2017 Camry SE for just $15,900. That's a saving of over $10,000 on the number one selling Toyota. Save on all certified pre-owned Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs now at Beachmont Toyota. Toyota-thon, going on now at Beachmont Toyota and BeachmontToyota.com. Offer ends January 2nd, 2018.
Energy Pellets of America manufactures premium wood pellet fuel for stoves and commercial boilers. Wood pellets are a growing source of heat in the United States, made from 100% recycled materials. Our pellets burn efficiently and cleanly. Whether you're looking for a truckload or just enough to get you through the rest of the winter, we have you covered. Prices have been reduced to $160 per ton for a limited time while supplies last. To order your premium wood pellets today, visit buyheatingpellets.com or call 866-200-8870. This holiday season is the perfect time to gather your friends and family and head to Buffalo Wild Wings. Take this opportunity to share the new Big Twist Pretzel and All-Star Sampler, along with old, forgotten, embarrassing stories from Grandpa. Plus, B-Dubs has all the sauces and seasonings, like their newest sauce to come out of the sauce lab, Thai Ginger. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Available for a limited time while supplies last. Serving the tri-state area since 1978, Nixco Plumbing offers 24/7 emergency service for any home or business. Nixco is family-owned and A-plus rated with the BBB. Let the pros at Nixco Plumbing take care of all of your plumbing problems. Call Nixco Plumbing today at 513-331-7714 or visit nixcoplumbing.com. Don't go to the average Joe for your plumbing problems. Call Nixco.
Here comes the kickoff from Bullock. This one hit in the direction of Mack. Inches forward, catches at the goal line, and runs it up the middle of the field.
Boom.
Tackled by Fedgelum.
Boom.
At the 13-yard line.
He's having a day now. Fedgelum's covering every kick. Man.
He defeated a block and made a great ankle tackle right there.
I'll tell you what. He's proving that he deserves more snaps at safety. The guy played well at safety. He's doing an unbelievable job in special teams. You keep making plays like that in the open field, you're going to burn more and more rotation snaps at safety.
And we are back on the Bengals Pep Rally Show with the guy we were just talking about, Bengals second-year safety and special teams ace, Clayton Fedulum. We are at the Buffalo Wings and Rings location in Beachmont here on the First Star Logistics Bengals Radio Network. We've made a few references to your family without specifically talking about the brother that you have playing college football at Air Force.
Right.
Yeah, I got two brothers. I played college ball at San Xavier with my older brother, Ryan, and now my little brother, he's a sophomore at the Air Force Academy, and he just he's a starter there. He's a corner.
He's a corner. I'll tell you that I have all kinds of respect for guys that go to the academies, whatever academy it is. So I got recruited and went to Navy to visit. And, man, I'm watching these plebes, you know, and the upperclassmen are like, oh, I got to see my reflection in your shoes. Oh, go shine your shoes. Do this. Do that. And I'm thinking, man, I don't know if I could do that. All the discipline, all the the time management, it's an unbelievable challenge. Your brother's going to be a special guy.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of took back a second when he really was considering the academy, just because football is tough on its own in college.
Right.
But to have all those strict, just regimented type deals over there. So, and I know we were talking a lot his freshman year, and he said, you know, that was a lot tougher because until you're recognized in those academies, you know, it's really difficult. You can only talk to, like, your certain groups. You know, I think, what is this group, like 115 people? So he's at a university. You can only talk to 115 different people.
Wow.
All that kind of stuff. His study groups are all small. But then once you're recognized, you know, you don't have to, you can start wearing civilian clothes, doing all that kind of stuff. And he said it lightened up the mood a lot. And, you know, it's almost like a normal university at that point or academy.
Does he have a desire to be a pilot?
I know that he has done some, like, prereqs in case he does want to, like, go that route, that he still can. But with football, I know that the coach has a rule where you can't do skydiving and pilot stuff until you're done with football.
Okay.
When I went to Syracuse, we played Army and Navy every year. We didn't play Air Force. But playing against Army and Navy, they weren't the biggest. But I'm telling you what, those guys, man, were quick, fast, strong, determined. I mean, there was absolutely no maximum effort every single snap. Played with great technique, played with leverage. I mean, it was like those guys were machines. It was incredible.
Yeah, that's what George and I were talking about earlier this year when they were playing Boise, because George is from Boise. And he said every time we played the Air Force, the guys are smaller stature, but, you know, the reason they're in the military and they have that is because they're disciplined. And
oh, man.
Because you're not used to receivers coming up and giving it all and getting blocked or cut by a receiver. It's just you get it all game. They're going to come at you the first play. They're going to come at you the same. Like
they bring it.
Play.
Oh, yeah. Man, bring it hard.
What was the Big Ten experience like for you? 110,000 in Michigan, 100,000-plus at Ohio State and Penn State. What were those experiences like?
It was great. My favorite atmosphere was I played at Illinois, but my favorite game was playing at Nebraska. I thought that was the best college atmosphere I've ever been around. The fans were great. You know,
classy.
It wasn't like Ohio.
Yeah, classy.
Ohio State, where they're throwing drinks and stuff at us.
Right.
But
right.
But it's still. I mean, regardless. I mean, being a defensive player, having that kind of edge when the fans kind of gets after you when we play like an O-State. Penn State, Iowa, and they're kind of raring down your neck, throwing stuff at you. I mean, I kind of feed off that kind of stuff. I enjoy it. It's cool. It's kind of cool when you're on the field and you can't hear anything. Your whole body's just kind of vibrating.
What was your best win at Illinois?
Best win? I'd probably say Penn State my junior year.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that was a fun game, cold game, but got us where we needed to be to be bowl eligible, keep the bowl dream alive there, and I had a good game there. Hmm.
Who was the guy Illinois, or maybe a guy you played in NAIA? I mean, they're great players at NAIA. And the game was over, and it was like, yep. He was as advertised. That was a stud. And I hung in there against him. I think I have a shot. Was there any guy that you played against when it was over you said, man, he was something special, but I hung in there with him?
No. No, I honestly couldn't. No, I never saw any of the guys I ever went against as, okay, yeah, he's a tier above.
He's a different deal, yeah.
He's a tier above anyone else. You know, you see that in the league.
Right.
And you do see that in college. But, you know, when I came in here last year for OTAs, and I was like, yeah, that's A.J. Green. Like,
right.
That's when you're like, okay, that guy's a tier above the rest.
Right.
But in college, the guys I played against, I didn't see anyone like that.
All right, we need to take our final timeout. When we come back, we will play America's favorite game show.
Oh, baby, here we go.
Know Your School. Five questions about the University of Illinois with our special guest, Clayton Fedulum. This is the Bengals Pep Rally Show presented by Miller Lite from Buffalo Wings and Rings, the Beachmont location here on the First Star Logistics Bengals Radio Network.
Looking for the most delicious seafood in Cincinnati? Papado Seafood Kitchen is known for serving the finest seafood in America. Papado gets fresh seafood from the dock to the table faster than anyone around. It's simple. Papado buys direct from fishermen, taking out the middleman. Only the freshest seasonal selections find their way to your plate. Try one of the chef's latest creations or a guest favorite like jumbo lump crab cakes, crawfish etouffee, or jumbo shrimp brochette. Visit papado.com. That's PAPPADEAUX.com. Proud supporter of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Around my house, I'm called difficult. I know what I want, and I always want more. Take my insurance, for instance. I want more coverages, but there's no chance I'm paying more for it. My agent knows this, and that's why she recommended the Selective Edge. With the Selective Edge, I get higher coverage limits and even coverages I didn't know I need. And my agent knows what discounts I deserve. More coverage, more options, less money. That's not too difficult, is it? Find an agent near you by visiting Selective.com. Selective. Response is everything.
At Value City Furniture, we make mattress shopping easy. Come visit our one-of-a-kind mattress gallery, and with the help of our bedding specialists, take our exclusive three-step rest test to find the mattress that meets all of your needs. Trained by our partners at Serta and Beautyrest, these mattress experts make finding your perfect sleep system as easy as 1, 2, 3. Hurry in today. Plus, mention this radio ad and get a free memory foam pillow. Limit one per customer while quantities last. Only at Value City Furniture, proud sponsors of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Jack says when you play hard, the rewards should come easy. Sign up for Club Jack at Jack's Cincinnati Casino and win up to 1 million points. Earn points 15 times faster than anywhere in town. And only Jack lets you redeem your points for free play right at the machine 24/7. Join Club Jack today and win up to 1 million points instantly only at Jack's Cincinnati Casino. See Club Jack for complete details. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Hey, Dave Lapham here to tell you about one of Cincinnati's fastest-growing companies, First Star Logistics. They're currently drafting all-star employees this season to join their sales team. First Star offers a fast-paced, fun work environment with the potential to earn some serious cash. First Star gives you the ability to earn the highest commission percentages in the industry with an unsaturated customer base. Give my friends at First Star Logistics a call at 513-349-6833 or visit firststarlogistics.com and tell them Dave Lapham sent you.
In 1975, Miller Lite made history by proving we could brew a great-tasting light beer. And to mark the occasion, we're bringing back our original Steiny bottle for a limited time. Miller Lite, the original light beer, back in its original bottle. Grab one before they're all gone. Great beer, great responsibility. 2017 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, 96 calories, 3.2 grams carbs, less than 1 gram protein, 0 grams fat.
We are back on the Bengals Pep Rally Show, presented by Miller Lite, live at Buffalo Wings and Rings, the Beachmont location. Final segment of the show, time to play America's favorite game show.
Yeah.
We call it Know Your School. I have five questions about the University of Illinois. Our special guest, Clayton Fedulum, must get at least three right to be declared a winner. Are you ready, Clayton Fedulum?
No, I'm nervous.
Question number one. Illinois has two retired numbers in football, 50 and 77. Name either player who earned that honor.
I can do both. Does it count for two right answers?
Counts for one, but you can show off if you'd like.
Extra credit.
Red Grange and Dick Butkus.
Boom!
There you go. Boom,
Red Grange,
baby.
And Dick Butkus.
Sweet.
You're off to a good start.
Butkus.
Question number two. In August of 2015, the Princeton Review released its highly anticipated annual college rankings for that year, and rank the University of Illinois number one in what category?
Partying.
Correct.
How about that? Wow. That was no hesitation there.
I helped contribute to that.
Yeah, so you did go through an adult beverage or two up there.
Number one party school in the country. All right, you are two for two. Question number three. Who was the only Illinois football player to be selected first overall in the NFL draft?
Jeff George.
There you
Jeff
go.
Jeff George.
Oh, he's winner.
1990. You are already a winner.
How about that? He's strong.
So now you are strictly going for the coveted perfect score.
Yes.
Question number four. What is the traveling trophy that goes to the winner of the Illinois-Purdue football game?
The cannon.
That is incorrect.
What?
The old oaken bucket.
That's wrong.
I'm wrong. I got the wrong info.
It's a cannon.
We will double check. We'll die. In fairness to you, I have been wrong before. Sometimes I look up the question online and we'll double check. We have enough time. All right, final question. This former magazine editor who graduated from the University of Illinois in 1949 passed away in September at the age of 91.
Oh.
Dave Lapham was a big fan of this Illinois grad's magazine.
Absolutely.
And insisted it was strictly because of the articles.
No doubt. No doubt.
He had Can you name him?
Hugh Hefner.
Correct! Oh,
yeah.
Hugh Hefner.
My man, Hugh. Alliteration. H-H. Hugh Hefner.
It's a cannon for the Illinois.
Yeah.
Well, who gets the old oaken bucket?
Is that Indiana Purdue? The
oaken bucket? That would...
Is that Indiana Purdue?
I think it's Indiana Purdue.
All right, you are correct. You went 5
for
5.
How about that? A perfect.
Congratulations.
5 for 5. That's an omen. That's an omen for a big game. That's an omen for a big game on Sunday, baby.
So you knew more about your alma mater than you realized.
I guess so. I surprised myself.
Very quickly identifying that it was the number one party school in the country, according to the Princeton Review.
I think there's no question now after that performance that he's going to the Pro Bowl. You know, it's going to happen.
I like the sound of that. Yeah. All right, you and your fellow secondary mates have a serious challenge on your hands this Sunday against a quarterback with as much raw throwing ability as anybody in the league, Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. He's got a gifted arm there. We're gonna give our guys up front a little bonus, let the rush get home, and we're just gonna do our job in the back end. You know, cover, and he likes the deep ball. He has no problem, throwing a ball that's going to be contested. So when we have our opportunities to go up and get it, we've got to come down with it.
So they got Golden Tate and then a guy that was here before you arrived, Marvin Jones Jr. What have your teammates told you about Marvin Jones Jr.?
As his ability, he can go. He's a guy that can get on your heels quickly. Knowing when he's on a break, he's not like Golden Tate where he's going to, get out of his breaks very quickly and, lower his level and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But, don't let him, hit the fade ball on you because he can go.
Right.
You guys finished last season with a win at home against Baltimore. This is your final home game of this season coming up against the Lions on Sunday. Is it a big deal to walk off that home field for the last time a winner?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a big deal to win any game in the National Football League. Wins aren't necessarily easy to come bound. This team right here they could potentially make the playoffs. So, we want to do everything in our power to knock them off their playoff hunt. We can't get there, so why should they?
Exactly. It's difficult to win in the National Football League. And coaching questions swirling and everything that's swirling and going around. You don't need, additional distractions as such. How difficult to focus, or as you are as a professional, it's like I'm all football all the time. I block all that stuff out. Doesn't mean anything to me.
No, I mean there is a lot of noise, and it takes a lot, to just focus on what's in front of you. And the coaches will say, be where your feet are at. If you're in the building, be there to handle football business. You leave the building, you hear a lot of stuff in the media, you hear all this kind of stuff, and you do have to zone it out. But it is tough, and you just. When you get to that building, lock in and do your job.
Right.
Clayton Fedgelum, congratulations on a great season.
Awesome,
best of
man.
Luck and
appreciate
hopefully making
out.
It to the Pro Bowl at the end of the year. Thank you
no
for
doubt.
Your time today. Merry Christmas to you and best of luck on Sunday.
Thank you, guys.
All right, that is Clayton Fedulum. We want to thank all the Bengals fans that came out and joined us today. Thanks again to our engineer, Mike Mills, and to Frank Fowler back in the studio. For Dave Lapham, I'm Dan Horde. You've been listening to the Bengals Pep Rally Show, presented by Miller Lite from Buffalo Wings and Rings, the Beachmont location, here on the First Star Logistics Bengals Radio Network.
Jack says when you play hard, the rewards should come easy. Sign up for Club Jack at Jack's Cincinnati Casino and win up to 1 million points. Earn points 15 times faster than anywhere in town. And only Jack lets you redeem your points for free play right at the machine 24/7. Join Club Jack today and win up to 1 million points instantly, only at Jack's Cincinnati Casino. See Club Jack for complete details. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
You're an original. Nobody walks like you, laughs like you, or sings in their car like you. We've heard you. You're a blend of signature spice mixed with original sauce over a bed of really awesome. You are flavorful, and we salute you with a sandwich as flavorful as you are from McDonald's. I see.